All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus. It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Hello and welcome in to Classic Park in East Lake, Ohio. Today it is the Lugnuts against the Lake County Captains in game number 2 of a 6-game series. The Lugnuts yesterday took on Lake County in the opener and, well, Jake Walkinshaw, 3 scoreless innings in his Lugnuts debut, striking out 3. Mac Lardner relieved him in the bottom of the 4th inning, and Lake County greeted him with 4 runs. 3-run inside the park home run by Petey Halpin into the right field corner, and then 3 batters later, it was Gabriel Rodriguez hitting a solo home run out to left center. That 4-run inning supplied the only runs that Lake County scored in the game. Lardner from that point on tossed 4 scoreless innings out of the pen, 5 innings in relief in all. But Lansing offensively could only manage a Tyler Soderstrom home run, solo shot, and then a run-scoring throwing error by Jonathan Rodriguez of the Captains, and fell 4-2. That brings us to today. The right-hander Stevie Emanuels is on the mound for the Lugnuts against the righty Aaron Davenport for the Lake County Captains. When the Captains are getting all set to be introduced, and then they'll take the field here at Classic Park. Lake County wearing its home whites with the navy caps and the gold brims. And on the other side, the Lugnuts wearing the road grays. Here are your starting lineups now. For the Lugnuts, Drew Swift leads off. He's the shortstop. Batting second, left fielder Gabriel Maciel. Heading third at first base, Tyler Soderstrom. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Jack Winkler. Heading fifth in right field, it's Lawrence Butler. Batting sixth, the catcher Jared McDonald. Heading seventh in center field, Denzel Clark. Batting eighth, the DH, Patrick McCall. And riding off the order, batting ninth, the second baseman, A. Uribiel Angeles. That's Swift, Maciel, and Soderstrom. Winkler, Butler, McDonald, Clark, McCall, and Angeles for the Lugnuts. And they will take on Aaron Davenport, the right-hander hailing from Kirkland, Washington. Lake County has taken the field, and with that, let's send it down to the field right now.
Rise up, 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 r
It is Wednesday, June the 29th, 2022, and we're at Classic Park in East Lake, Ohio, just a little to the northeast of Cleveland. For the Lake County Captains at 37-33 for the year, 2-2 in the second half, against the Lansing Lugnuts at 25-45 and 0-4 in the second half of play. It is 76 degrees. Lake County with its defensive arrangement as follows. In the outfield, Connor Cox is in left, Petey Halpin's in center. And in right field, it's Alexfri Planez. Around the infield, Jon Aranjo's at first base. At second base, Aaron Bracho. The shortstop is Milan Tolentino. And at third base, Angel Martinez. The catcher, Mike Amditas. And now to the man on the mound. Hailing from Kirkland, Washington, it's Aaron Davenport. Davenport was drafted out of the University of Hawaii by the Cleveland Guardians in the sixth round last year. He is 21 years of age. He comes into this appearance with a 3.45 ERA. This is his 12th start, tying him with Tanner Bibee and Doug Nikhazy for the Lake County team lead. Now in 47 innings, he struck out 56. He has only allowed 35 hits. He has only given up 4 home runs. And the league is batting just 205 against the 6-foot right-hander with the long, flowing, straight blonde hair. The Lugnuts will bring up Drew Swift, Gabriel Macio, and Tyler Soderstrom to open up this game. Our home plate umpire is Nathan Diedrich. And the bases umpire is Ken Jackson. Warm-ups completed. Drew Swift digs in. Lugnuts wearing the retro alternate gray road jersey. One prior appearance for Davenport against the Lugnuts back on April the 28th. Went 4 innings, allowed 1 run. First pitch here is a fastball that runs inside. And we're underway at 7.02 p.m. Ball 1 to Swift. Right-hander against right-hander. The pitch at the knees for a called strike. One ball, one strike on Drew Swift. Comes in hitting 250. It takes a breaking ball. Called a strike on the outside corner. And it's 1-2. And Swift asks for time just so he can collect his thoughts. Backs up out of the batter's box. Now right back in. He was 2-for-5 yesterday with 2 singles. The deal. Punches it fair up the first base side in between Naranjo and his bag. And a right field for a base hit. Swift around first base, puts on the brakes, though comes in from Planez. It's a leadoff opposite field single by Swift. And he really did jab it. Davenport working him away. And the inside out stroke to send it in between Naranjo and the line. Down at first. So now Gabriel Maciel, the switch hitter who bats from the left side against the righty Davenport. No score. Hold the pitch. On the outside corner, strike called at the letters. Neither Swift nor Maciel played in the first game that Davenport faced the Lugnuts. This is round 2. Swift a threat to run at first. And a throw over, but he's back in standing. Naranjo checked with a tag that never touched him. Swift now with 11 stolen bases this year. His 11th came yesterday in the first inning after leading off the game with a single. Black Sox pulled up high as he gets off his lead. The pitch is up. And the count on Maciel now 1-1. And Maciel did not play yesterday. Gabriel Maciel comes in, leading the Lugnuts with a .319 batting average, and this his 30th game. Shadows have stretched halfway out to the mound from the home plate circle. The pitch. Up high. 2-1 to Maciel. Out of Londrina, Brazil. Gabriel Maciel, age 23. He feels so much older. Has the great experience of being in the league. Last year was with Cedar Rapids before taking to the Rule 5 draft. The pitch. A chopper is hit up the middle, right of second base. Beyond the backhand of second baseman Bracho, that's a base hit into right center. Swift heads all the way to third base. The throw comes in from center fielder Halpin to second. Back-to-back singles by Maciel and Swift. and it's Maciel at first and Swift at third. Nobody out. Now Tyler Soderstrom. Soderstrom does have experience facing Aaron Davenport. He was 0-for-2 against him with two hard lineouts, one to second and one to center. Left-handed batter, first pitch. Up high, no call to strike at the letters, as Diedrich had a good long look at it before turning and signaling. This is a potential spot for the Lugnuts to pull off a double steal, but you've got the slugger up there. And 0-1, Maciel starts and stops. The pitch is down and in. On the count, one ball and one strike. Soderstrom yesterday had a fine series opener. And I say that because at the plate, he lined out hard to left. He singled, he homered, he walked. And in the field, he threw out two Lake County captains at second base. One caught stealing, one trying to move up on a ball in the dirt. Nearly had a third. He swings and misses. That pitch bit in on his hands. Count on Soderstrom, one ball and two strikes. Scoreless top of the first inning. Might not be scoreless for much longer. Davenport sets and deals. Breaking ball waved at and missed. He struck him out. Big overhand curveball from Aaron Davenport. And Soderstrom is at number one. So now Jack Winkler, the Lugnuts cleanup hitter. Runners at first and third, no score, one out. Spin, pickoff though to first base. Naranjo simply takes it in with the backhand. And no tag applied to Maciel. Jack Winkler was 0-for-4 yesterday. Two strikeouts, a fly out to right, and a ground out to third. Playing in front of friends and family who've come out to see him. Righty, righty, first pitch, Maciel runs. It is fouled off into the netting behind home plate, and then bounces right back down and off to the left of the home plate circle. The bat boy came out, but first the home plate umpire Diedrich takes a look, examines, and puts it right back into his right hip pocket. Nathan Diedrich says, let's keep this ball in play. Get a little extra use out of it. And 0-1 now from Davenport to Winkler. Instead, pickoff though to first, Maciel back in. Two steals for Maciel this year, twice caught. It's so unusual to see. And Gabriel Maciel, over the course of his time, just playing pro baseball, he has stolen a lot of bases. Last year, 17. Winkler stays away from a curveball outside. One ball and one strike. 17 steals for Maciel in 20 attempts a year ago. Just has not had the opportunity, perhaps. Swift at third base, the 11 steals to lead the Lugnuts. Here's the pitch. Winkler hits a bouncer out towards short. It is grabbed by Tolentino. Underhands to second, one over to first base. Not in time. Beaten out by Winkler as Swift scores. An RBI fielder's choice, and the Lugnuts take a 1-0 lead. Jack Winkler's 9th run batted in this year. Just too slow in developing for the middle infielders Tolentino and Braccio. Now Lawrence Butler. Left-handed batter waits. Roddy Davenport delivers. High for ball one. Lugnuts did not lead at all yesterday. Matter of fact, when the Lugnuts scored a run yesterday in the 6th inning, pickoff though to first base, tag applied late on the small of the back of Winkler. He did get back in. And the Lugnuts scored in the top of the 6th inning last night. That snapped a scoreless streak of 19 consecutive innings for the Lugnuts offense. The ball went offering from Aaron Davenport on its way. Missed outside. Two balls and no strikes. Taking on Lawrence Butler. Butler yesterday in the series opener was 0 for 5 with 3 strikeouts. Pick off throw. Winkler is picked and tagged out by Naranjo. Davenport got him, and the side is retired. Lugnuts score a run on 2 hits. No errors. Nobody left on. As we go to the bottom of the first inning, Stevie Emanuels is coming out with the lead at his back. Lugnuts 1. Here come the captains when we return.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Well, here's the Nuts and Bolts store, your one-stop shop for all Lugnuts gear. We have a great selection of hats, shirts, novelty items, outerwear, new stuff arriving every week. So stop on by and check out the great Nuts and Bolts selection.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
I am Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, but no Adam Jaxa. He is expected to rejoin me tomorrow night here in Lake County. Glad to have you alongside. As we go to the bottom of the first inning, the captains are coming up, and the Lugnuts have the lead 1-0. Jack Winkler beating out a fielder's choice that brought in Drew Swift. The righty Stevie Emanuels deals. Angel Martinez takes a called strike on the outside corner. Martinez, the switch hitting third baseman, leading off, batting left. First baseman Joe Naranjo is on deck, then Alexfri Planez in right field in the hole. The pitch. Down low and in. 1-1. The 4-5-6 batter see Petey Halpin in center field cleaning up. Batting fifth, the shortstop Milan Tolentino. Batting sixth in left field, it's Connor Cox. Emanuels kicks. Throws. Fought off foul into the netting on the left side. Fastball came in on the hands. Strike two. The 7-8-9 batters, Aaron Braccio, a switch-hitting second baseman, bats seventh. Batting eighth, the catcher Mike Amditas. And rounding off the order, batting ninth, it's the DH Corey Howland. For the Lake County Captains, high affiliate of the Cleveland Guardians. A 1-2 pitch. Broken bat line drive, base hit right field. Lawrence Butler comes in to scoop it up and get it in. At a leadoff single for Martinez and the captains. The Lugnuts parlayed their leadoff single in the top half by Drew Swift into the game's first run. Joe Naranjo now. The Lugnuts defense back behind and surrounding Stevie Emanuels sees Lawrence Butler in right field and center Denzel Clark, and in left field Gabriel Maciel. Jack Winkler's at third, Drew Swift at short. Avery Bielanjales at second, Tyler Soderstrom at first. Fastball called the strike to Joe Naranjo, received by catcher Jared McDonald. Really good to meet Jared's mom over the course of the Lugnuts' last homestand. Joe Naranjo batting from the left side, nobody out, runner at first base, down 1-0. Emanuels deals just off the outside corner, not by much, 1-1. Emanuels is facing this Lake County team for a third time this year. His first time, he came in relief. He was piggybacking on Jeff Criswell all the way back on April the 10th. He fires, fouled off over the netting, and back into the sweet level. It's 1-2. On that occasion, boy, Emanuels looked great April the 10th against the captains, struck out 6 in 3 innings, allowed 1 run, and the Lugnuts won 6-5.
That was the final game of the three-game series to open up the season. There comes a 1-2 for Joe Naranjo on its way. Smashed up the middle, base hit center field. Martinez takes the turn. He's hustling for third base. Denzel Clark gets it into second. And this feels familiar. In the top of the first inning, back-to-back singles by Swift and Maciel put runners at the corners and nobody out. And now back-to-back singles by Martinez and Naranjo. And there are captains at first and third and nobody out. Here comes Alexri Panez. P-L-A-N-E-Z, Panez. Out of Toa Baja, Alexri Panez out of Caracas, Venezuela. Planez yesterday extended his hitting streak to 12 games. He was 1-for-4 with the double. He struck out twice. Emmanuel's saying, hey, turn off the music, then I'll be ready to pitch. They've turned off the music. He's ready to pitch. Righty, righty. He deals. That's a base hit in the right field. Opposite field, Planez hitting streak is 13. Martinez scores. Naranjo heads for third base. Lawrence Butler relays it in. An RBI opposite field single for Planez on a pitch right in on his hands that Planez parried. And it's 1-1. The batter now is Petey Halpin. Three straight singles by Lake County against Emmanuels. Halpin yesterday had an inside the park three-run homer. The cleanup hitter bats left. Emmanuels deals. Breaking ball grounded toward third. Pass Jack Winkler to his left. Base hit left field. Naranjo scores. And left, Maciel gets it into short. Planez stops at second on the Halpin RBI single. And it's 2-1 Lake County. Number one, Lake County is wasting no time. Number two, Steve Emmanuels is not making poor pitches. He got ahead of Angel Martinez 1-2, then Martinez singled to right on a broken bat. He got ahead of Joe Naranjo 1-2. That may be the mistake as Naranjo sent it sizzling up the middle. But Planez, the pitch was in on his hands and he fought it off to right. And Petey Halpin, that pitch was in on his hands. And a great job inside outing it into left field. Four straight singles. Captains are up 2-1. First and second, nobody out from Milan Tolentino. Batting left. The right-hander's initial offering will wait, a pivot about, and a look back to second. Planez returns. Last time that Stevie Emmanuels pitched here in Lake County, he allowed three first-inning runs. And then nothing after that, five innings in total. Fires, swing and a miss. Fastball right past Tolentino. Tolentino's hitting just 175. That's 7-for-40. Four singles, three doubles, 10 walks, 12 strikeouts. Shortstop waits. And 0-1. Below the knees, one ball and one strike. Tolentino yesterday was 0-for-4. Two strikeouts and two grounders. Lugnuts would love a grounder right now. Emmanuels this year has induced five double play balls. The Washington Huskies pitch misses inside. And it's two balls and one strike. Shadow is right now stretched out to Stevie's left toes. His pitch, Tolentino swings and misses. And the count is 2-2. It is the shadow of, I would call it, the area behind home plate, which is the suite level, which is the upper deck. And the sun is back of that, back of the third base side, setting to our left. And so that's why the shadow is reaching out to Stevie. Breaking ball, bouncing in. On appeal, he did not go. Good block by McDonald. And the count is 3-2. So there is the large rectangular shadow of that upper deck that has fallen down over the left side of the infield. The third baseman, Winkler, the home plate circle. And it's reaching out to Emmanuels, and the base is umpire Jackson. 2-1, none out, 3-2. Ground ball down to third. Juggled by Winkler, looks at second, fires to first, gets the out there. He did not have a middle infielder covering at second base. To third, Planez. To second, Halpin. And Drew Swift is right now talking to Aribiel Anales, saying, you've got to get to the bag. Swift was not able to be in the play. Swift was away. And so looking at Anales, saying, Jack Winkler wanted the force and Halpin, but because you weren't there, that's why he had to throw it to first. And they're still communicating. All the while, Connor Cox steps in. The pitch, breaking ball low and away, ball one. When we talk about these being learning experiences, I'm not kidding. One out, bottom of the first inning. Instead of a potential 5-4-3 double play, or even force out at second, the pitch up high. There is no force at any base aside from first right now because Winkler could only get the out at first. And because Anales did not get over to second base to cover. So Planez is at third. Halpin is at second. There's one out. Two runs in. Captain's up 2-1. Righty-righty. The pitch to Connor Cox. Breaking ball swung at and missed. That's pretty. Two balls and one strike on the left fielder for Lake County. Cox did not play yesterday. He's hitting .218 through 47 games with a couple of home runs. Emmanuels holds at the belt. Brings it. Driven down the right field line. Lawrence Butler to his left, into the corner. It's a foul ball. Lawrence disappeared from sight, lost his cap along the way as he headed into the Lake County pen. Now the count on Cox is 2-2. Connor Cox is a former Long Beach State dirtbag, which is a complimentary name if you come from Long Beach State. That's the name of the baseball team. They are the dirtbags, dating back to their playing on their all-dirt infield. So you got dirty, and you played hard, and it became a mark of honor. 12th rounder last year. Emmanuels delivers. Cue shot fouled off the right side, rolling in front of the Lake County dugout, where the bat boy retrieves. It's a good breaking ball, and Cox just barely got a piece. Looking at Connor Cox at Long Beach State, he was a third-year redshirt freshman. 2019 redshirted, 2020, well, COVID. The pitch, check swing, it was low, and again McDonald, a fine stop. Emmanuels this year has 11 wild pitches. That leads the Lugnuts. And McDonald has made sure that there's been no 12 or 13. Two runs are in. Lake County leads 2-1, bottom of the first inning. And a lot of pitches being utilized by Stevie. Three balls and two strikes. First base open. One out. Payoff. Swing and a miss. He got him. Fastball away. First strikeout for Emmanuels. He accomplishes it with his 23rd pitch, his 15th strike. Now bring up Aaron Braccio. This is Braccio's better side. Switch hitter batting left with a lot of power. Two outs, runners at second and third. The pitch down low and in and hits Braccio. And immediately the home plate umpire Diedrich was all over it. He stops the runner Planez coming in from third, says go right back to that bag. He sends Halpin back to second, and Braccio is awarded first base on the HBP. Stevie Emmanuels hits his fourth batter with a pitch this year. The batter now is Mike Amdidas. And the pitching coach Don Schultz is going to go out to the mound. Planez at third, Halpin at second, Braccio at first. Four straight singles began things for Emmanuels. But then the ground out by Tolentino. The strikeout of Connor Cox on a 3-2 pitch. But now he hits Aaron Braccio. Mike Amdidas with the bases loaded, forthcoming. I mentioned that the last time Emmanuels pitched here in Lake County, he allowed three runs in the first inning. But he then pitched scoreless ball after that. That was back on April the 30th, game one of a doubleheader, Lugnuts lost the game, unfortunately, 3-0. Lansing has not supported Emmanuel's very well this year. Go back to Emmanuel's last start. It was against the Beloit Skycarp, and Cody Morissette led off the ball game with a home run. Emmanuel's scoreless ball after that, 5 2/3. We resume. He throws. Amdidas takes a called strike right down the middle. So Emmanuel's has had troubles with first innings, with getting things going. But should he find his rhythm, that's when he tends to pitch deep and blank the other side. 2-1 Lake County, and 0-1 pitch for Amdidas. A breaking ball low. Planez, Halpin, and Bracho, third to second to first. The right-handed slugging Amdidas, batting just 169 this year. The pitch, he swings and grounds it left side and throw a base hit left field. Planez scores, Halpin is on his heels. The throw-in from Maciel is late as Halpin dives across hands first. Bracho stops at second on a two-run single by Amdidas. And the lead for Lake County is now 4-1. Amdidas' 13th and 14th runs batted in this year. Just tucked it to the left of third baseman Winkler. And it leaked through into left field. Now the ninth batter in the Lake County starting lineup, Corey Holland. Righty, righty. Manuels looks at second. Then deals. That is skied. Right side foul ground. Catcher McDonald over. First baseman Soderstrom two. No, it hits off the roof of the dugout for Lake County and bounces up the stairway. And no balls and one strike on the Lake County DH, Holland. And now with Emmanuel's up to 28 pitches. Action in the Lugnuts pen. It's Joe Demirs. The righty from Boise. The pitch to Holland. Runs inside. One ball and one strike. Holland comes in hitting just 156 through 40 games. But he does have pop. 4 doubles, 1 triple, 3 homers. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball waved at and missed. And it's 1-2. The man on deck, Angel Martinez, began this frame and this mess. Captains 4, Lugnuts 1. 2-1, 2 out. 1-2. Low and away. Blocked by McDonald. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Holland from Houston, Texas. A 14th rounder of the Cleveland Guardians back in 2018. Drafted out of Langham Creek, Langham Creek High School. Here's the pitch. He whacks it foul down the right side. And we'll try it again at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Big swing. Just foul. He was late. Holland, when he was drafted and signed by Cleveland, signed away from a commitment to the University of Texas, Austin. Last year, he was down in single-A Lynchburg. Holland has had great success against the Lugnuts this year. 5 for 15. Breaking ball, called strike 3 on the outside corner. He is down looking here. 2 strikeouts in the first inning for Emmanuels. But 5 hits, 1 hit by pitch. 4 runs scored, 2 were left on. As we go to the second inning, it's the Captains leading the Lugnuts by a 4-1 score.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
It was a rough start. Lake County sent the entire starting lineup up to home plate in the bottom of the first inning. There were no big blows when it comes to, let's say, extra base hits, but there was a two-run single by Mike Amditas that was the key blow. They scored four, and it's Lake County leading the Lugnuts 4-1 going to the second. Aaron Davenport, the captain's right-handed starter, kicks and deals. Lawrence Butler takes ball one high. It was Butler batting top of the first inning when Jack Winkler was picked off first base by Davenport to retire the side. Here's the pitch. Butler thunders it out to left field. Cox is off to his right. That baseball is gone. Lawrence Butler drives it out. A line drive over the left field wall. The Lugnuts trail 4-2. Lawrence's seventh home run of the year. For Aaron Davenport, that is just the fifth home run that he's allowed. Now Jared McDonald. First pitch, breaking ball high, ball one. Lawrence Butler. Davenport tried to sneak one past him on the outer third. Lawrence Butler is too quick for that and too strong. McDonald swings and grounds it sharply into left field. A base hit in between Martinez and Tolentino. Cox gets it into shortstop. Single by Jared McDonald. The Lugnuts began the first inning, and I can even just say began the game, with singles by Drew Swift and Gabriel Maciel. And here you go in the second inning. Back-to-back batters, back-to-back base hits to open up the frame. Although here, it goes round-tripper, single. And now Denzel Clark. Lugnuts are down 4-2, nobody out. First pitch, curveball, strike called outside corner. Don't make a mistake to Denzel Clark, or you'll see it get hit an awful long way. Clark has two doubles and two home runs with the Lugnuts. The pitch, up and inside, close shave. The old buzzing of the radar tower. Denzel is playing in his 13th game with the Lugnuts. Yesterday, game number 12, and he went 3-for-4 with three singles. Roddy. A 1-1 pitch. Curveball in. Two balls and one strike. And Clark was never tempted. Identified immediately. Let it pass. Some might say that he just spat on it. McDonald at first, nobody out. Hitter's pitch here. Up high for ball three. Patrick McCall is waiting on deck. Does Davenport give Denzel Clark a pitch to swing at? Here it is. That's popped foul, back off the hands and out of play over the screen. Three balls and two strikes is the count. Shadows have now fully engulfed the pitcher's mound, stretching out to first base. Payoff. Curveball is high, ball four. Clark is on. Swiftly spun, discarded the bat, takes off the elbow guard. And now the first three Lugnuts have all reached base in this second inning against Davenport. Davenport takes off his glove, rubs the baseball up between his hands. Caleb Longshore, the pitching coach for Lake County, is out of the dugout, talking with Greg DiCenzo, and now here he comes. Longshore was in a difficult spot. Imagine being on an airplane and you need to go to the bathroom, but your seat is the one in the middle. That's how it looked for Longshore, just trying to get his way out of the dugout and around the coaches. And then finally, he extricated himself and off he went out to the mound to hold court with Davenport and with the infielders. Jared McDonald at second base and Denzel Clark at first base. Nobody out. The Lugnuts are down 4-2. Lake County's offense just gave Davenport a four-run first inning. And the Lugnuts are coming right back at him. Now, Classic Park is considered a great offensive ballpark to play in if you're a hitter. I would say that among the best offensive ballparks in the Midwest League are Lansing's home park, Jackson Field, and here at Lake County. So a lead is not safe here. Longshore back to the dugout. Here's Patrick McCall as the Adele fades away into the background. Left-handed batter, first pitch. Low, ball one. Clark at first is faster than McDonald at second. The pitch outside, ball two. And Davenport just is not locating it. He's not feeling it. And that could be very bad news for him. McCall yesterday was 0 for 3 with a walk. Here it comes. Inside for ball three. He did very well to stop his bat from coming around as he tried to dodge that curveball. Three balls and no strikes with A. Rebiel Angeles waiting on deck. The number nine batter in the order. McCall is hitting 192. Here it is. On 3-0, a called strike. The crowd is thrilled. Three balls, one strike on Pat McCall. Three doubles and a triple this year for McCall. Drafted out of Harvard. The pitch. A very high and crossed up the catcher, Amditas. He caught it in self-defense. McCall down to first, Clark to second, and McDonald to third. And Mike Amditas' heart is going to need some time to stop beating. Immediately, he heads out there before A. Rebiel Angeles can bat. Amditas called for a fastball. He got a curveball. He jumped up. Suddenly, it curved. Oh! That's a ready-made wild pitch. Or a passed ball. Anyway, it's a walk, and that now means that the Lugnuts have gone home run, single, walk, walk in this second inning. Lawrence Butler's home run bring the Nuts within 4-2. Jared McDonald's single into left field, followed by the Clark walk, and now the McCall walk. And it's McDonald at third, Denzel Clark at second, Patrick McCall at first for A. Rebiel Angeles, whose bat has been heating up over the course of the past four games. First pitch. Fastball is up and inside, ball one. And Aaron Davenport has gone back to the full windup. Just trying to find something. Righty, righty. Not out. Here's the pitch. Fastball swatted foul to the right side. Davenport saying, maybe it's the stretch. Maybe that is my problem. Yesterday, Angeles was 2 for 4. Sizzled the base hit at third. Dropped out a bunt single for the second hit. The 1-1. Up high, ball two. Davenport still can't find it. You know when Davenport is going right because he's working really fast. He loves to push the pace. He just is off his mojo. The pitch hit high in the air out into right field. Planez comes forward to receive. McDonald at third base tags and stops as the throw comes in from Planez. Throw came in up the first base side to the right of home plate. But Jared McDonald, not the burner that, let's say, a Drew Swift or a Gabriel Maciel is, so he stays put cautiously. Anales flies out to right at number one. Top of the order time, speaking of Drew Swift, here he is. Now, Davenport this year has not coaxed a single double play ball. That's the first thing that would come to mind right here, right? Bases loaded, one out. He throws up high. One ball, no strikes. He is a fly ball pitcher, Aaron Davenport, Swift is 1-for-1 with a single. He scored the Lugnuts' first run. Here it is. Ground ball base hit left field. In from third, McDonald. Clark heads for third base and stops. The throw comes in from Connor Cox. An RBI single by Drew Swift as they go station to station. And the Lugnuts trail 4-3. That ball is sent right in between the third baseman Martinez and the shortstop Tolentino. No chance. Swift has a two-hit game for the second time in this series and as many contests. And for Swift, RBI number 11 this year. His bat is looking lively. So Clark, McCall, and Swift. Third to second, the first one out. Lansing down 4-3. Gabriel Maciel takes ball one high. And Mike Amditas is going right back out to the mound. Maciel, meanwhile, has some mud caked in his spikes. He goes to try to dig that out. Shortstop Tolentino is in there as well. We have seen three visits, at the very least, in this top of the second inning for Aaron Davenport. That's the second in a row by the catcher Amditas after the pitching coach Longshore visited before that. Mike Amditas is saying, let's get on the same page. Understand what I'm putting down. The windup, the pitch to Maciel. Bouncing ball left of the mound. Third baseman Martinez grabs, wings it to first, sidearm for the out. All the while, Clark comes in from third, and we're tied. Patrick McCall advances to third base. Drew Swift moves up to second. An RBI ground out for Gabriel Maciel. 4-4. Lugnuts offense picks up Steve Emanuels. And if, in fact, this is one of those games where Emanuels has a rough first and then is good after that, watch out now. Second and third, two out. Tyler Soderstrom bats left. Roddy Davenport winds and throws. Up high, ball one. With the full windup being utilized by Davenport, Pat McCall, the 6'6 first baseman, got a little ambitious over there. He's DHing today. Here he goes. Mad dash, then stops. He stares at Davenport. Davenport deals. Hits the outside corner, a fastball, and a called strike. Soderstrom is the eighth Lugnut to bat in this second inning. Steve Emanuels is watching from the bench and enjoying himself. Here's the pitch. Down low and in. Nice block by Amditas. In the Lake County bullpen, Alaska Abney is warming up. Second and third, two gone. Two ball, one strike pitch to Soderstrom. High and away, ball three. So let's say Davenport walks him. Wouldn't be out of the realm of possibility. Then Jack Winkler would come up with the bases loaded. Is it in the zone on 3-1? We're about to find out. First, though, time called by Amditas. A challenging inning for the pitcher, challenging inning for the catcher. Puts down the signs. Davenport says yes. Winds. Throws. Shot foul up the third base side by Soderstrom. And then just out of the hands of fans in American flag shirts and wearing baseball gloves, reaching out over the railing on the left side, and they whiffed. On the first row. So Brock Whittlesey came down from the Lugnuts bullpen to underhand them the ball. And now a three ball, two strike pitch on its way. Soderstrom hits it high and deep down the left field line, but foul. Onto the top of a white tent out there, well down the left side. He was just a little late. This inning began with a solo home run hit by Lawrence Butler. Three runs are in, tie game 4-4. Second and third for the Lugnuts, top of the second. Soderstrom, the number three hitter, on a 3-2. Line drive left center field. That baseball is down for a base hit, and it bounces past the diving Halpin. Two runs score. Soderstrom cruises for second as left fielder Cox gets it in. A two-run double for Tyler Soderstrom. The Lugnuts lead is 6-4. His 14th double, his 46th and 47th runs batted in this year. a 5-run top of the second inning for the Lugnuts. And now, Jack Winkler. Winkler reached on an RBI fielder's choice his first time, but then was picked off. First pitch, breaking ball, strike called across the inside corner. A front door curve. Winkler's parents from Ohio. The pitch, curveball, strike two called. And this is his family rooting him onward, though he's in a two-strike hole. The cleanup hitter in the order and the starting third baseman for the Lugnuts, bright red batting gloves. The pitch, curveball, is hit weakly on the ground toward third, picked up by Martinez. He swings a one-hop, though, over to first base where Naranjo picks it. And the side retired. 9 Lugnuts bat in the top of the second inning. And the Lugnuts score 5 runs. There were 2 walks and 4 hits. The last of those hits, a 2-run double by Tyler Soderstrom, all ignited by the first of those hits, a home run by Lawrence Butler. 1 left as we go to the bottom of the second inning. It's now the Lugnuts 6 and the Captains 4.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, I'm Marcus Martinez with the Lansing Lugnuts, Group Sales Account Executive. If you're looking to bring a group out this summer to have a blast at the ballpark, give me a call at 517-827-2584. I hope to hear from you, and go Nuts.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Well, okay, let's say you wanted to meet the starting lineups. Full 9 came up for the Captains in the first. Full 9 came up for the Lugnuts in the top of the second. Bottom of the second, 6-4 Lugnuts. Stevie Emanuels misses up and away. Ball 1 to Angel Martinez. The leadoff batter in the order. We try this again, 1-2-3. Martinez, Naranjo, and Planez against the righty Emanuels. Kicks and throws. Fouled off into the screen behind home plate. 1-1. Switch hitting Martinez batting left. 1-for-1 with a single and a run scored. Martinez, Naranjo, Planez, and Halpin all single to open up the home first. Emanuels delivers. Just missed away. 2-1. So they scored 4 runs against Emanuels in the home first. But then the Lugnuts offense came right back with 5 in the top half of the second. Here's the pitch. Under the arms, 3-1. Lawrence Butler, a home run. Tyler Soderstrom, a 2-run double. The Lugnuts are looking to snap a 6-game losing streak here tonight. Here's the pitch. Fouled off the hands into the screen. And it's 3-2 on Martinez. Earlier this year, Angel Martinez hit a walk-off 2-run homer against the Lugnuts. Came in the bottom of the 9th inning against the righty Daniel Martinez. Martinez off Martinez. Payoff pitch here. Inside, 4. First walk given out by Emanuels. So now, Joe Naranjo. I mean, what a ball game. If you enjoy offense, if you enjoy base runners, this so far has been the game for you. Emmanuel's is a ground ball pitcher when he's going right. Lets it fly. Missed outside, ball one. Stevie, I think that Adam Jaxa, my broadcast partner, who's going to rejoin me tomorrow, he and I had this impression of connecting Stevie with allowing home runs. One of those reasons was last year he did allow a lot of home runs, and earlier this year he gave up 4 in one game. 1-0, grounded foul to the right side. And then he allowed 2 home runs, back-to-back batters, in the bottom of the first inning on April the 30th here against Lake County, John Kenzie Noel and Jonathan Rodriguez. But then after that, and to that point, he had allowed 6 home runs in 4 appearances in his first 4 games of the year, and that spanned 17 and two-thirds innings. A 1-1 pitch from Manuels, first to pick off the row. Soderstrom off to his left to grab it, tried a blind swipe. Martinez was back in. All right. Then after that, Stevie Emmanuels put together a streak of 39 and one-third innings of not allowing a home run until the leadoff homer in the bottom of the first, or I should say in the first inning, last starts. Fastball's outside, and he's behind Joe Naranjo. Cody Morissette took him out yard in the top of the first inning, that last start on June 22nd against Beloit. That was the only run that he allowed in 5 2/3 innings. It's a 2-1 pitch here to Joe Naranjo. On its way, curveball, strike called on the inside corner. 2-2. Stevie is really going through a process of learning himself and experimenting with his stuff. And you cannot question how hard he works in between each start to prepare himself. He fires. Naranjo takes ball 3 inside. Experimenting with different grips, phasing pitches in and out, trying to find solutions to right-handed batters and solutions to left-handed batters. 3-2, a payoff pitch. Does Martinez run? He does. Naranjo takes ball 4, too high. And that's back-to-back walks to open up this home second. Two on, none out for Alex Freeplanes. Joe DeMears warmed up in the bottom of the first inning when Emmanuels was scuffling. And the bullpen quieted down. And there's nobody right now. This game belongs to Emmanuels. This is 44 pitches right now, 25 for strikes. Planes swung at the first pitch he saw his first time up. And he lined a single into right field. That brought in Martinez. Righty, righty. Emmanuels looks back at Angel Martinez. Second look, now to the plate. Down and away, 1 and 0 strikes. So he's trying something else, right? He had some time to think about it after that long first inning. But the unfortunate thing for Emmanuels is that he's just working around the zone. 1-0. Check swing, went around too far on the slider, away. Strike 1. This is a really good hitter to pitch around the zone too, though. Planez has had 144 plate appearances. He has walked once, just once out of 144 times. Swings and misses a high fastball, and the count is 1-2. Now Planez has struck out 38 times. And to put it another way, this is his 37th game, 38 strikeouts, so about a strikeout a game, and 1 walk. He is up there to swing, and that he does a lot. Emmanuels 1-2. Ground ball hit to second. Anales grabs. Underhands to Swift. 1 over to first base. Not in time. Planez beats it out. 4-6 on the fielder's choice in the force out. Naranjo sent back off the field to the first base side dugout. Martinez heads to third. Planez at first with 1 gone for Petey Halpin. Lugnuts leading the ball game 6-4. Halpin is 1-for-1 with an RBI single and a run scored. It is a relaxed stance, open from the left side, bat resting on his shoulder. The righty delivers, low for ball 1. Halpin is an interesting sort of batter. He's young, he turned 20 years old, earlier during this season, at the end of May. A ball one offering on its way. Shot on the ground toward short could be two. Swift beats on the lace. There's one. Over to first. It is not in time. Halpin beats it out. And that allows Martinez to score from third. 6-5, Lugnuts. That ball was so sharply struck, and Swift was on it in a hurry. Had to wait half a second for Anales to get to his bag. That allowed Halpin to get down the line. So, two walks, two fielder's choices. And now Milan Tolentino bats with Halpin on at first. Two gone. Left-handed batter waits. First pitch. Down low with a breaking ball. Ball one. Still, better stuff here from Stevie Emanuels. Getting those grounders. Keeping these batters off balance, mixing his pitches, and working with catcher McDonald. Emanuels throws. Missed down and in. Tolentino grounded out to third baseman Winkler his first time. He has really struggled offensively. Although Tolentino, when it comes to his defense, he impressed yesterday. Looked great. The pitch up high. Now it's 3-0. Well, this is not what you want. Although, easier said than done. The man on deck is Connor Cox. Short lead for Halpin at first on this 3-0 pitch. There's a called strike in the outside corner at the letters. Tolentino was taking the entire way. The fourth rounder 2 years ago. He is 20 years old. This is a relatively young Lake County captain's order. A 3-1 from Stevie Emanuels. Lashed foul up the left side. Here we go to 3-2. Milan Tolentino is ranked the number 25 prospect in the Guardians organization, according to MLB Pipeline. His father, Jose Tolentino, used to play first base for the Astros and then broadcast for the, he currently broadcasts for the Angels. The pitch is down and in, and Milan is on. Third walk of the frame for Stevie Emanuels, hopping up to second. Catcher McDonald to the mound. Pitching coach Don Schulze makes his deliberate walk out there, too, from the third base side dugout. And again, for a second time in as many innings, Judd Amirs begins to warm up. Back to Jose Tolentino, by the way. Jose Tolentino is the radio broadcaster, the Spanish language radio broadcaster for the Angels. He was originally taken by the Oakland Athletics. Seventh rounder in 1983. He was a Texas Longhorn. At the University of Texas, he was a member of their College World Series champions in 1983. He was nominated for the Golden Spikes Award for the Best College Baseball Player of the Year. Made his Major League debut in 1991 with the Astros. Originally from Mexico City. And then managed Team Mexico at the Pan American Games and the Summer Olympics, 2007 and 2008, respectively. The pitch to Connor Cox, down and away, ball one. And then Jose Tolentino founded the Jose Tolentino Professional School of Baseball in 1999. Born in Mexico City, lives in Mission Viejo, and there's his son now at first base. 1-0, Cox fouls it away off to the right side. One ball, one strike. Not only is he the Angels' Spanish radio broadcaster. He has worked as a TV broadcaster for Fox Deportes, Fox Sports International, ESPN, and more. The voice of the Caribbean Series, the Little League World Series, and much more, Jose Tolentino. The pitch. Breaking ball, tapped to the left of the mound. Swift attacks in from short, grabs, fakes a throw. Now he looks toward home plate. They're running the entire way, Petey Halpin, tagged out by Jared McDonald on the throw home from Swift. And the inning is over. It goes down as an infield single for Connor Cox, but a heads-up play by Drew Swift. Swift coming in, grabbing, realized it was going to be tied at first base. He pump faked, and then he stopped, and he looked toward his catcher, and there was Petey Halpin, not stopping, rushing around third, on his way for home, and the throw to Jared McDonald made it nice and easy. Well, in the bottom of the second inning, one run for Lake County on one hit and three walks. Two are left on. We're off to the third inning where the Captains the Captains trailing the Lugnuts by a 6-5 score. This is Lugnuts Baseball.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe, and you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
As we return, Lawrence Butler is already grounded out to first baseman Joe Naranjo unassisted. And a very quick first out of the top of the third inning for Lake County right-hander Aaron Davenport, who remains in. 6-5, the Lugnuts lead. Jared McDonald takes a curve called a strike at the knees on the outside corner. One out, nobody on. McDonald is 1-for-1 with a run scored. The bases are empty. The pitch, breaking ball, blown away. McDonald batting with Denzel Clark waiting on deck. This is the number 6 hitter in the order. The Lugnuts starting catcher. Davenport the righty deals. Fouled away, down the right side, back, and out of play. I was talking about Jose Tolentino, the father of shortstop Milan Tolentino for these Lake County Captains. And I contacted the voice of Lake County, John Vicari, and John said that Jose Tolentino is actually joining the Lake County Captains broadcast booth for tonight's game. Here's the pitch. Fouled off at home plate, and the count stays 1-2. That's the fun thing about having family in town to see these players. The LA Angels are at home hosting the White Sox later on tonight. There's the pitch. McDonald takes down low. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Jared. Just in reading the latest blog post from Lugnuts reliever Kumar Nambiar, his sister is here in town, able to see him. Break even, up and inside, ball 3. Well, 1 in the top of the first for the Lugnuts, 4 in the bottom of the first for Lake County, 5 in the top of the second for the Nuts, 1 in the bottom of the second for the Captains, 6-5 Lugnuts. Davenport readies the payoff. Jared McDonald swings and fouls back a breaking ball to the screen. Three balls and two strikes, it remains. This has been laborious. And now this pitch misses down and away, and Aaron Davenport's frustrations continue. He walks Jared McDonald, his third walk of the game. And down to first base goes the Lugs catcher. Here now is Denzel Clark. Clark walked his first time up. Righty deals to righty. Inside corner, strike one called. And Denzel Clark was taken by the Oakland Athletics last year in the fourth round. At 0-1. Hit off the hands and foul, back and out of play. Strike two. Clark drafted out of Cal State Northridge and signed for $700,000 above slot. A's were thrilled to get him. One-on-one out, pickoff out of first base, tag applied late. McDonald got back in, hands first. He's not a stolen base threat. It's just Aaron Davenport has a fantastic pickoff move that you've got to be wary of. It picked Jack Winkler back in the first. An 0-2 pitch for Clark. Curveball, called strike three on the outside corner. And he's done looking. So now Patrick McCall. McCall walked and scored last inning. One of the Lugnuts' five runs in the rally. 6-5 nuts right now. The first pitch to him. Well outside, ball one. Left-handed batter against the right-hander, Davenport. And Jared McDonald at first base. No stolen base attempts this year. Held on by Naranjo, with Davenport watching him carefully. The pitch. That does find the outside corner. And it's called a strike. The count is balanced. The shortstop Tolentino is now in the sunlight. The rest of the infield in the shade. And the shadow stretching out to left field. Davenport to the plate. Down low. Ball two. Streaks and wisps of white clouds above in the blue sky. The pitch. Swing and a miss on a curveball. 2-2. Just another beautiful day in East Lake, Ohio. It is currently 76 degrees. And just like yesterday, there is not too much wind. Just a nice, pleasant afternoon into the early evening. Davenport's pitch drops in a curve for a called third strike. And that is the first goose egg put up by either starting pitcher in this game. A one-out walk for Jared McDonald, but that is all. He is left at first base. And so through 2.5, it remains the Lugnut 6 and the Captain's 5.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Six to five, Lugnuts on top. bottom of the third inning coming right up. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. The Ketchins batters coming right up are Bracho, Amditas, and Holland. That's 7-8-9 in the order. We're going through some wacky laws in a law or no law in between inning game. With a lucky fan here, sponsored by White Claws. Law, I suppose. Righty, Stevie Emanuels deals to Aaron Bracho. Swing and a miss, strike one. Switch hitting Bracho, bats left, hit by a pitch by Emanuels his first time. Made it as far as second, then was stranded in the Lake County four-run first. Emanuels kicks and offers. Down it in. One ball and one strike. They gave three different choices. Two of them were actual laws. A 1-1. Well outside. Two balls and one strike. They made up a wacky law for the state of Michigan. I don't know if you've heard. We're in the state of Ohio. And they will do whatever they can to poke fun at Michigan. And it goes vice versa, right? A two-ball, one-strike pitch on its way from Emanuels. Inside corner, called strike two. I'll be joined by the native Michigander, Adam Jaxa, tomorrow. And all I need to do to crack myself up is mention Ohio. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball is hit high and deep out to right field. Lawrence Butler's at the wall. That baseball is gone. Just beyond the leaping Butler and onto the grassy hill. Third home run of the year for Aaron Bracho. Solo shot ties the game up at 6-6. For Stevie Emanuels, that is his eighth home run that he has allowed this year. And it brings up Mike Amditas. Righty, righty. First pitch. On the outside corner, strike call. 66th pitch of the game for Emanuels. Four in the first, one in the second, one in the third for Stevie. Bullpen quiet. Emanuels to the plate. Amditas rakes a base hit into right center field. Anales watched it go right over his head. Lawrence Butler in right comes forward to collect and fire it in. Amditas has the oppo single. He's 2-for-2. Corey Holland is coming up, and with that, the word has gone down to the Lugnuts pen. Get warmed up again. Righty, righty, the pitch to Corey Holland, up high, ball one. Been a battle for Stevie Emanuels. Not just battling Lake County, battling himself. A ball one delivery from the big right-hander. Fouled off at home plate. Gave him a good changeup. One ball, one strike. I think it's so important as Joe Demers is once again the right-hander who's warming. The Lugnuts would love to win. Emanuels would love to win. All of these players are in this to win, and yet you just say in a situation such as this, keep on grinding, keep on pitching, keep on learning. The 1-1. Check swing. It was down and away. On appeal, yes, he went on the slider. And the count is 1-2. And it makes for tough moments over the course of the year. In the major leagues, right, you would likely pull a starting pitcher early in a situation like this. A 1-2. Check swing. Went too far. Slider struck him out. But that is why you leave Stevie Emanuels in the game. Broke off a couple of filthy sliders. Strikes out Corey Holland for a second time. And it's his third strikeout of the game. There's one out in the bottom of the third inning. Emanuels is not close to his pitch count, although he's had to utilize an awful lot of pitches. Angel Martinez is the batter, switch hitter, from the left side. First pitch, outside barely. Oh, not by much. One ball, no strikes. And this game it's tied. It's not like it's getting away from the Lugnuts, because the offense has been so good early. The ball went off Ray. Down and in and bounces right past McDonald all the way to the backstop. Wild pitch number 12 for Manuels this year sends Amdidas up to second. That bounce so far in front of home plate, very difficult for Jared McDonald to stop it. Just trying to fling his body at it. Two balls and no strikes. And pitching coach Don Schulte pays the mound a visit for a third time in as many innings. I feel like this is going to be Emmanuel's last inning. And I do not think that that is a... that I'm not putting myself out there too far. It's been one of his more frustrating games, quite frankly. And in the first inning, it began with four straight singles. And then Milan Tolentino, the ground out to third, the strike out of Connor Cox, and it looked like he might have limited the damage at two runs. Really, in that bottom of the first inning, the RBI singles by Planez and Halpin, and maybe that would be it. But then he hit Aaron Bracho, and Mike Amdidas got him for the two-run single and turned it into a four-run frame. Then in the bottom of the second inning, he walked Martinez, he walked Naranjo. There was trouble, but he got Planez, he got help, and it seemed like to ground into a double play, but the Lugnuts couldn't finish it, and that brought in a fifth run. His 2-0 pitch, Martinez takes it low for ball three. Then in the bottom of the second inning, a walk to Tolentino. Connor Cox, the infield single, but Drew Swift, a great play to throw at Halpin trying to score, and that ended the second inning. But here in the third, Bracho, the home run. Amdidas, a single. He just struck out Holland, but this is a 3-0 pitch to Angel Martinez. It seesawed up and down. High fly ball on the 3-0 out to right center field. Lawrence Butler's again at the wall, jumping up. That is gone into a fan's glove out beyond right center. A kid makes the catch, a home run for Martinez, a two-run shot, and the lead now is 8-6, Lake County. And that is Angel Martinez's fifth home run of the year. And with that, here comes Phil Pohl. Let me tell you, the young fan, read it the entire way in a blue shirt with his baseball glove on, rushing to his right, looked it in, and that home run was hit right there. Made the nice one-handed catch. Emmanuels departs the field, third base side. A 6'5 right-hander with those long strides off to the third base side dugout as Joe Demers comes in from the bullpen from the left field corner. For Stevie, 2 1/3 innings and 8 runs. 4 in the first, 1 in the second, 3 in the third. While I have this moment with the pitching change on the field, let me tell you about Grubaugh Orthodontics. Grubaugh Orthodontics is here to help you. They accept most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with Grubaugh Orthodontics' affordable payment plans. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Lansing area, they love to see Lugnuts fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourgrubaughorthodontics.com today and book your free consult. That's grubaughorthodontics.com. Joe Demers, the new man in. Demers this year, a 3-2 record and a 5.68 ERA through 20 relief appearances. That spans 38 innings. He's allowed 46 hits, league batting .315 against him. With 4 home runs served up, 8 batters struck, he has walked just 9, and he struck out 24. He was drafted out of the University of Washington before Emmanuels. And here's the connection. Stevie Emmanuels, when he was a freshman, Joe Demers was a senior. Joe Demers, the 11th rounder from 2018, deals. Joe Naranjo takes ball one outside. There's one out and there's nobody on. Demers comes set high, kicks, throws. Smacked up the middle, base hit in a right center field. Center fielder Clark quickly to it to pick it up and get it in. A single for Naranjo, who has reached base now in all three innings. Single in the first, walk in the second, now single in the third. Alex Free Planez now. 1-for-2 with an RBI single and a run scored. Righty, righty. Off speed, low, ball one. Just in watching Demers recently. That was the change up there. He also throws a two-seamer and a wicked slider that he's been striking batters at more and more. The pitch. There's a cue shot grounded off to the right side, but first a balk called against Demers. Boy, that is Joe's fourth balk of the year. The entire rest of the Lugnuts pitching corps only has three balks total. Did not come to a complete stop. That's the trouble. So Naranjo has moved up to second base. One out. Ball one offering. On its way from Demers. Planez serves it in the air. Foul. Off the right side. Strike one. Nine hits allowed by Stevie Emanuels in 2 1/3 innings. 8 runs. He walked 3. The base hit by Naranjo off Demers, therefore base hit number 10 for Lake County, and we're in the bottom of the third. Captain's up 8-6. The pitch. There's the slider. Swung at and missed. And the count is 1-2. Love how that slider is looking. He can toss it out of the zone. He can toss it in the zone. Planez rests his bat in his right shoulder. Now he's tapping it up and down. Closed stance. A 1-2. Reaches out, bounces the slider towards short. Swift grabs, transfers, fires to Soderstrom. And out number 2, Naranjo to third base. Petey Halpin is stepping in now. Halpin is 1-for-2, albeit he has knocked in 2 runs. Knocked in a run with a single in the first inning and scored a run. Knocked in a run with a fielder's choice in the second inning. The pitch, slider low. Then he nearly scored again, but he was thrown out at home plate by the astute Drew Swift. Head awake. Halpin tried to score from second base on an infield single by Connor Cox, but Swift never threw to first base to try to get Cox. Instead, he held, then threw home. Ball one pitch, fouled away, over the screen off the left side. One ball, one strike on Halpin. There's 2 outs in the bottom of the third inning. 3 runs are in this inning. Lake County has gone from being down 6-4 to being up 8-6. Ground ball down toward first base. Soderstrom gets a nice head-high hop. Takes it to his bag and ends the third inning. 7 captain's bats, home runs from Bracho, a solo shot, and Martinez, a 2-run shot. Naranjo stranded at third. Onward to the fourth inning. The captains now lead the Lugnuts by an 8-6 score.
As the world faces the challenges of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, Lions recognize that kindness matters now more than ever. And Lions and Leos are finding ways to continue to serve our communities, including ordering food delivery for healthcare workers, holding story time for children online, and providing surgical masks to medical professionals and first responders. Empowering us to do more, Lions Clubs International Foundation has provided nearly $2.5 million in grant funding for COVID-19 relief. And that support continues to grow. For more than 100 years, in times of need, Lions always find a way to help those around them. And after we emerge from this, we will be stronger than ever. Visit lionsclubs.org to learn more.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Three innings are in the books. We've seen 16 total hits and 14 total runs. The Lugnuts are down to Lake County 8-6. Now let's see what the middle innings brings. The top of the fourth inning will see Aribio Anales, followed by Drew Swift and then Gabriel Maciel. And Aaron Davenport remains in the ballgame for Lake County. He'll add one in the first and then five in the top of the second, including a home run from Lawrence Butler and a two-run double by Tyler Soderstrom. But he pitched around a walk by McDonald in a scoreless third. First pitch of the fourth, Aribio Anales is taking all the way, and a call to strike with a fastball away. Anales flied out to right fielder Planez his first time. Here's the pitch. He bunts it down toward third base. Martinez comes in, grabs, transfers, throws. Got him at first. That's fine. Star next to it on your scorecard. Martinez takes away a bunt single from Aribio Anales. Anales yesterday dropped down a perfect bunt single. This one was right up the third baseline, a tad sharp. And so it got to Martinez in time, but still, he's got to make the play, and that he did. Now Drew Swift takes ball one up and inside. Oh, this is the worry. When Davenport gets rolling, watch out. He speeds things up. Rocks, kicks, fires. Fastball swung at and missed. One ball, one strike. Does not need that pitch clock to let him know. Immediately toes the rubber. Swift is 2-for-2. Two singles, two runs scored. The deal. Off speed, breaks to the outside corner. Strike two called. Davenport has his sign. 1-2. On its way. Fastball swung at and missed. Strike three. And I think we can say that that mojo is now starting to flow once more for Davenport, like his long hair. Bends down, plays with the rosin bag as his hair flaps over his shoulders. Gabriel Maciel, the switch-hitting Brazilian, bats from the left side. First pitch, fastball's up and in, ball one. They shift against him. Shortstop Tolentino plays up the middle. Third baseman Martinez is off his line and in. Two outs, nobody on. The pitch. Fastball high. Two balls, no strikes. Tyler Soderstrom is waiting on deck. Maciel, the number two hitter in the order. Lugnuts trail 8-6 in the fourth. Here's the pitch. Up high and away. Three balls and no strikes. Well, when a pitcher pushes the pace and he doesn't throw strikes, this can happen too. 3-0 on its way. Right down the middle. Center cut. At a called strike one. I've seen a lot of pitchers who tried to push the pace before there was a pitch clock, and they walked a lot of guys too. 3-1. Fouled away. Off the left side. That's all well and good when you're throwing strikes. And then sometimes your pitching coach says, hey, slow it down just a little bit, just for yourself. It's 3-2 on Maciel. Davenport looks for the perfect frame. Brings it. Line drive left field, base hit. Falls one hop in front of Connor Cox. He gets it in towards second. Maciel is on with a single oppo. It's his second hit in three at-bats. And the Lugnuts' seventh hit of the game. That brings up Tyler Soderstrom. And that's something that the Lugnuts want to do right now. Soderstrom's last time up, he rocketed a two-run double out to left center. Yesterday, he homered. First pitch, he hits it high and deep to left center. Halpin's looking up. That ball is gone. Soderstrom ties the game with a two-run oppo shot. 8-8 in the fourth. He wasted no time. A baker's dozen worth of home runs for Soderstrom this year. On deck hitter Winkler, low five Maciel, low five Soderstrom, and now he steps in from the right side. Tyler Soderstrom into the dugout, whiffing on a high five, whiffing on a fist bump, getting everybody else. First pitch to Winkler, up and in, ball one. You just can't pitch to Soderstrom right now. It's just so easy for him. Righty, righty, 1-0. Breaking ball up, two balls, no strikes. The single by Maciel gave Soderstrom the chance. Took advantage of it. Winkler takes a ball outside, and it's 3-0. And just that quickly, Aaron Davenport is off his rhythm. 8-8 is our score in the fourth. Here's the pitch. Up high for ball four. Winkler is on. Davenport issues his fourth walk. Now Lawrence Butler with Winkler at first and two outs. And the bullpen immediately gets active once more for Lake County down the right side. With that, here comes the pitching coach Caleb Longshore out to visit the right-hander Davenport. Lawrence Butler homered his first time up against Davenport. And Davenport entered this game having allowed only four home runs this year and 47 innings spanning 11 starts. But both Butler and Soderstrom have gotten him today. Tyler Soderstrom is 2-for-3. Two RBIs in the second and two RBIs in the fourth. The double knocking in the first two. The home run a moment ago just squared the score. So Soderstrom now has knocked in 49 runs. He is second in the league in that category behind only Christian Encarnacion Strand of Cedar Rapids, who has knocked home 60. 14 doubles, 13 home runs for Soderstrom. 119 total bases this year. We're ready to continue. Longshore back to the dugout. The pitch to Lawrence Butler. Off speed, called a strike at the knees on the outside corner. A left-handed batter just like Soderstrom. Winkler at first base runs well, held on by Naranjo. Davenport picked him off at first in the first inning. A strike one pitch. After a long hold, there's the pickoff and the tag late. It was Butler batting in the first inning. That Winkler got picked clean. And that turned out to be significant when Butler then promptly led off the second inning with a solo home run. Lined it out to left field. At 0-1. Inside, one ball and one strike. Alaska Abney, the right-hander, warming up for the second time today in the captain's pen. Time is growing short for Davenport. Davenport brings the 1-1. Hit high in the air into shallow left field. Shortstop Tolentino goes out, called off. In from left, Cox makes the catch. And the side retired. But with two outs and nobody on, Gabriel Maciel signaled to left. And then Tyler Soderstrom homered out to left center. Tie game 8-8 on our way to the bottom half of the fourth inning. The slugfest continues from Classic Park.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Let's go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's 8-8. It is one of those games that at some point you just smile as you enjoy it. Although if you're a fan of outstanding pitching, Well, wait. Joe Demers is back to the mound, missing outside to Milan Tolentino. Ball one. Tolentino, Cox, and Braccio here for the captains for the bottom of the fourth inning, 5-6-7. Captains have scored in each of the first three. Next pitch, ground ball foul up the right side. Demers relieved the starter Stevie Emanuels, who allowed all eight captains' runs. Demers did allow a single to the first batter that he faced, Joe Naranjo, but then he got Planez and Halpin to end the third. And let's see if he can hang that goose egg up there on the scoreboard. Deals. Line drive down the left field line, but foul. One ball and two strikes. Here's the pitch. High fly ball hit out to right center field. It is trouble. That baseball falls for a base hit. Lawrence Butler collects it on the first hop out near the warning track. Gets it into second. Up to second, Tolentino has a double. And he's got family here that love that. It is Tolentino's fourth double of the year with Lake County. So 11 hits now for Lake County, three innings and one batter into the bottom of the fourth. Connor Cox is 1-for-2 with a single. Roddy Roddy, Demers' pitch. It is bunted down toward third. In comes Winkler, grabs, throws. He's safe at first base. It's a bingle. A bunt single for Connor Cox. And Tolentino went to third base. Cox was bunting for a base hit all the way with Winkler playing back far enough. Put the pressure on Jack on their runners at the corners for Aaron Braccio, who homered his last time up. Righty comes set, lets it fly. Braccio lines it foul to the left side. Switch hitting Braccio, batting left. At this point, you just think, if the pitcher could just hold the other team to one run in a half inning, that would be all right. And a one, runner takes off from first, pitches outside, throw down, tag, not in time. Jared McDonald, though, is on the third base side of second. Drew Swift, the shortstop, came over, but Cox has the steal. It is his fourth steal in his sixth attempt. So now second and third, nobody out. Lugnuts bring the infield in. And an 8-8 game in the bottom of the fourth inning. Here's the pitch to Braccio from Joe Demers. Fly ball, center field. Denzel Clark backs up, spins to his left, waits. He's got the catch. Both runners are looking to tag. Otho comes into third base. One hops in late. Braccio's there. I should say Cox is in there safely as Tolentino tags and scores from third on the sack fly by Braccio. And it's now 9-8 Lake County. Braccio's second RBI of the game. His 11th for the year. Like a slow pitch softball game. And now with Cox at third base and one out, infield stays in against Mike Amditas. Amditas is 2-for-2. First pitch. Wait, balk on Joe Demers. And so Connor Cox is awarded home plate. Second balk spotted on Demers. And it's now 10-8 Lake County. Fifth balk charged to Joe Demers overall for the year. Had his fourth balk called against him last inning. He's just not coming to a complete stop. So one out, nobody on. Infield back to its usual spot. Outfield straight up. The pitch down low. One ball, no strikes on Mike Amditas. I guess I could say Michael Amditas. That's what it says up there on the video board where it has his non-smiling mug staring down the camera. Amditas drafted in the 21st round. takes the breaking ball down and away. Selected 3 years ago. Saw action with Lake County last year as well. He's from Boca Raton, Florida. Age 24, 5'11", 190 pounds. Has a lot of strength. Demers delivers. Line shot, right field. Butler comes in, makes the catch. Right near his left hip. That line drive nearly caught him. Hit really hard. And out number two. Corey Holland is 0 for 2 today. He takes a called strike from Joe Demers. Holland struck out looking in the first against Stevie Emanuels, and then he struck out swinging in the third inning against Emanuels. He was the next to last batter that Emanuels faced. The pitch, swing and a miss. Strike two. The score is Lake County 10, Lansing 8. Four in the first, one in the second, three in the third, two in the fourth for the Caps. The pitch, get high and deep out to right field, but there's a chance for Butler as he backs up to make the catch drifting. And that'll do it for this bottom of the fourth inning. But two hits and two runs for the Captains, who strand nobody. They retake the lead, and we are onward to the fifth inning from Classic Park. 10-8, the Lugnuts are trailing.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
It's time now for the Lake County Captains to go to the bullpen, and they've called upon the right-hander wearing number 8 in the deep blue on his home white uniform, the 22-year-old out of Lawrenceville, Georgia, Alaska Abney, and his first name, yes, is spelled like the state. Abney comes on with his captains leading the Lugnuts 10-8. He'll face in the fifth inning McDonald, Clark, and McCall, 6, 7, 8 batters in the Lugnuts starting nine. Righty against a righty, and then the left-handed hitting McCall. First pitch misses inside of McDonald and nearly hit him. One ball and no strikes. McDonald is singled and walked and scored a run. And in the Lugnuts pen, Kumar Nambiar is warming. A ball, one delivery. Fouled off at home plate. One ball, one strike. Abney is a sidewinder. This year, a 4.74 ERA in 21 relief appearances. He struck out 29, 24 and two-thirds innings, walking 12. Lets it fly. Up and inside, ball two. Now, the league is hitting just 207 against him. However, when you hit him, you can hit him hard. He's allowed 5 home runs. The 2-1 swings outside, missing with a slider. And it's 3 balls and 1 strike on Jared McDonald. The dangerous Denzel Clark is waiting on deck. Lugnuts down by 2 in the fifth. Here's the pitch. Up and inside. McDonald draws a walk for the second consecutive plate appearance. A 5-pitch walk to open up the fifth inning. So bring up Denzel Clark. Righty, righty. Abney offers. Clark shows bunt, pulls back, and it's called a strike on the outside corner. Clark walked and scored in the second, struck out looking in the third inning. This brings up the Denzel Clark strikeouts. Abney to the plate. Clark takes at the letters, and that's called strike two. If you subtracted Denzel Clark's strikeouts from his plate appearances with the Lugnuts, what you would find is he's currently hitting 345. At 0-2 from Abney. That's outside. Short slider that missed at the end. Clark has struck out 21 times. Actually, you know what? He's even better than that. He struck out 21 times in 45 at-bats. So if you take away his strikeouts, he's 10 for 24. He swings and misses here, and he strikes out for a second time here today, and a 22nd time in his 13th game with the Lugnuts. Just in putting the ball in play, Clark is hitting 417. But Abney whips him. Patrick McCall steps in. Here's the pitch. McCall takes it high. One ball and no strikes. One out with McDonald on at first base for the Lugnuts. Top of the fifth. Nuts trailing 10-8 in Lake County. Abney throws. Breaking ball inside. Well, pitched really well against Denzel Clark. Never let up. But Abney walked Jared McDonald on five pitches. And he's behind Pat McCall, who has walked and struck out in the game. This is a 2-0. And it's ripped on the ground right side. One hop taken in by second baseman Bracho. Plants on the outfield grass. And the throw to first wasn't great. But Naranjo snatched it out of the path of the runner for out number two. And you would like Pat McCall to have better contact swinging away at a 2-0. He did not catch it on the barrel. And Aaron Bracho will find play made to his left. So Aribiel Angeles steps in with two outs. And McDonald now at second base. Anales is 0-2 with a fly out to right and a bunt out to third. Righty deals to righty. Bouncing ball hit to second baseman Bracho. He attacks, short hops it, throws to first. That throw is on the money to Naranjo, and the Lugnuts are blanked in the fifth inning. The walk to McDonald comes to no good. He is left at second base, and we're halfway to the house with the Lugnuts trailing at Lake County by a 10-8 score.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
So here's the Nuts and Bolts store, your one-stop shop for all Lugnuts gear. We have a great selection of hats, shirts, novelty items, outerwear, new stuff arriving every week. So stop on by and check out the great Nuts and Bolts selection.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Lake County is bringing up the top of its order for the bottom half of the fifth inning. And they'll take on a new Lugnuts pitcher as the southpaw Kumar Nambiar is coming to work against Martinez, Naranjo, and Planez. Ten to eight, Lake County leads. Angel Martinez has had a part to play in that. Swings away at the first pitch and rifles it on the line to right field. Lawrence Butler, a dive. Did he get it? Yes, he did. And he ends up on his belly in right. Flips it to Denzel Clark, who underhands it in. Lawrence Butler takes away a base hit from Martinez. Brilliant. And then he flips the hair and puts the hat right back on his head. He went laying out for it in right center with a backhanded diving catch. Star and extra on the scorecard. There's one gone. Jonah Ronho now takes outside ball one from Nambiar. That's got to have Kumar feeling pretty darn good. Defense immediately picks him up. Lefty, lefty. Ronho takes a called strike on the outside corner. Last time that we saw Kumar on the mound, it was his worst outing of the year. So looking to put it behind him. He's been one of the Lugnuts' best relief pitchers all year. Break even. Down low. Ball two. In fact, when Melissa Lockard with The Athletic came out with her Oakland Athletics mid-season minor league all-stars, Kumar Nambiar was named to the all-star squad as the reliever. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball by him. 2-2. That's how much Nambiar had done to distinguish himself. Put himself up there among the top relief pitchers in the organization this year. He deals. Line drive hooked foul up the right side. Bouncing into the stands. Nambiar overall for the year entering play here today. 24 appearances. Had him tied for second most in the league. With this appearance, he now ties the league leader. Deals. Bouncer foul at home plate. Naranjo stays up there. Nambiar has worked 36 and out two-thirds innings. He has walked 20 and struck out 38. And the league entering play today, batting just 192 against him. And now you can lower that a bit with the leadoff line out by Martinez. Here's the pitch. Line drive down toward third. It is trapped by Winkler to his right. Fires the first in time. Out number two. And the Winkler fan club loves it. Absolutely loves it. I'll give that one a star, too. That ball was sizzled. And Jack got down to his right. And then when it was ruled that he had short hopped it instead of caught it clean, he had to come up throwing. That he did. Alexfree Planez takes ball one from Nambiar. I've spotted Kumar Nambiar's family, and yes, they are recording him. He throws. That is line right. The first baseman, Soderstrom, who puts it away. Nambiar has a 1-2-3 bottom of the fifth inning. Defense, thank you very much. And we go to the sixth. For the first time today, Lake County is blanked in a half inning. Five innings are in the books. Captains 10, Lugnuts 8.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Yo, let's go to the top of the sixth inning. No Adam Jaxa. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here by my lonesome. Adam will be back, I expect, tomorrow. But tonight, the Lugnuts are down 10-8. We go to the top of the sixth inning, and it's the top of the order. And that means Swift, Maciel, and Soderstrom. Righty out, Alaska Abney. Let me make sure that I get that right. Alaska Abney, for his second inning of work out of the Lake County pen, deals to Drew Swift, righty to righty. Fastball on the outside corner. Strike one called. Swift is 2-for-3, 2 singles, 1 RBI, 2 runs scored. Abney offers up and inside and nearly hit him. I do not know how Drew Swift avoided it. A 1-1 pitch. Slider away. Not caught by Amditas, who stood there as if he had caught it and framed an empty mitt, and it got a called strike two. It was in the zone. It's not Alaska Abney's fault that his catcher didn't grab it. A 1-2. Swift fouls it back to the screen. Stays alive against a difficult slider. A 1-ball, 2 strikes. Top of the Lugnuts order has given the captains fits. Swift, Maciel, Soderstrom, 2 hits apiece. 6 out of the 8 hits. The pitch, swing and a miss. Not here. Swift goes down swinging on a fastball down and in. Abney's second strikeout. Now Abney against Gabriel Maciel. As a switch hitter, he bats from the left side against Abney. Lugnuts down 10-8. First pitch, right down the middle. Maciel taking all the way. Strike one called by the home plate umpire Nathan Diedrich. Maciel a single in the first, a single in the fourth, and in between an RBI ground out to third. Here it comes. Ripped on the ground right side. Bracho, the second baseman to his left, snares the first hop. Throws him out from shallow right field. There's two away. Abney walked the first batter that he faced in the fifth inning, Jared McDonald, but since then he set down 5 in a row. But now a test, because Tyler Soderstrom is striding up there. Left-handed batter, first pitch, taking called strike, a slider on the inside corner. Was bending in towards Soderstrom's hands. The Lugnuts are down by a pair. Top of the sixth, 2 outs, nobody on. The pitch. Soderstrom swings and misses. And now it's nothing and two. In the first inning, Soderstrom went down swinging against the starter Aaron Davenport. But in the second inning, a 2-run double. And in the fourth inning, a 2-run homer. He supplied half the Lugnuts' runs. Abney offers. Soderstrom fouls back a slider off the top of the netting. It stays 0-2. Soderstrom ready. Abney kicks and throws. Fastball runs away from the outside corner. 1-2. So he's got that fastball running away from the left-handed batter and the slider coming up right against him. Count is still in the pitcher's favor. Here it is. Soderstrom whacks away a high fastball. Try it again. Darkening skies above. The brand new LED lighting on in full at Classic Park. And the briefest hint of wind. The pitch, Soderstrom lifts it, foul, left side, back and out of play. I'm waiting for it to come down off the roof, but it's not going to happen. Sorry. A ball of 2 strikes. Soderstrom hanging tough against Abney. The set. The pitch, swing and a foul tip, hung on to by Amditas. Strike 3. Tyler chased that ball up. So Abney works a 1-2-3 top of the sixth inning. To the home half now. It is 10-8, Lake County leading in East Lake, Ohio.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too. Al-Anon and Alateen can help. Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, I'm Marcus Martinez with the Lansing Lugnuts, Group Sales Account Executive. If you're looking to bring a group out this summer to have a blast at the ballpark, give me a call at 517-827-2584. I hope to hear from you, and go nuts.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Captains are up 10-8. We go to the bottom half of the sixth inning. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler here with you. Lefty Kumar Nambiar's first pitch to Petey Halpin, fouled off at home plate, strike one. Halpin, Tolentino, and Cox, 4-5-6 batters in the order. Middle part of the starting nine for the Cleveland Guardians High A affiliate. Nambiar offers. Line shot, base hit down the left field line and off toward the corner. Maciel quickly to his right to cut it off. Halpin dashes for second. The throw from Maciel heads toward third. It's a leadoff opposite field double for Lake County. Halpin's second hit of the game, his sixth double of the year. Kumar Nambiar came out of the Lugnuts pen to begin the bottom of the fifth inning, worked a perfect frame. This after Stevie Emanuels, the starter, went 2 1/3, allowing 9 hits and 8 runs. Jonah Mears pitched an inning and 2/3, 3 hits and 2 runs. 10-8, Captains leading and looking for more. Milan Tolentino now, first pitch. Down and away, ball one. There's a story told in the Captain's game notes about Tolentino, about why he decided to sign when he signed out of Santa Margarita Catholic High School. Nambiar holds, comes to the plate. Line shot, base hit over a leaping Swift into center field. Round third base Halpin, then he stops. Strong throw by Denzel Clark. One hops right into McDonald perfectly. A single by Tolentino has runners at the corners now for the Caps to bring up Connor Cox. Here is the story from the way that it is in John Vicari's Captain's game notes. Milan told his father, after watching Derek Jeter's 3,000th hit, "Dad, for me to get 3,000 hits, I have to sign out of high school." And so he did. And here he is. Tolentino with a two-hit game here today. He now has 9 hits and 13 games with Lake County. Looking to continue his march up toward the major leagues. Connor Cox, a right-handed batter. Lefty throws. Tolentino runs the pitch outside and no throw by McDonald. Tolentino swipes second. And Milan Tolentino has family here who are loving this. Milan Tolentino last year hit .333 with a .434 OBP with Lynchburg. The pitch fouled away off to the right side by Connor Cox. One ball and one strike. I say last year with Lynchburg. I should say this year with Lynchburg. He opened up the year with the Hillcats. He was outstanding. And he earned this call up here to Lake County. He's at second. Halpin's at third. Nobody out. 10-8 Caps. A 1-1. Cox hits a fly ball out to center field and shallow. Clark dashes in. It falls for a base hit. In from third speeds, Petey Halpin. Tolentino to third base as Clark lobs into second. It's an RBI single for Connor Cox, and it's his third hit of the game. The lead for Lake Hattie grows to 11-8. Kumar and Ambiar blanked them in the bottom of the fifth inning, but they're right back on the scoreboard here. They have scored in every inning but the fifth. And Aaron Bracho steps up there. 15 hits now today for Lake County. And if you go back to the Lugnuts series, the way that it ended against Beloit, Friday, the Lugnuts allowed 18 hits. Saturday, 17. Sunday, 16. Now today, 15. Aaron Bracho takes a called strike one. Bracho today is 1-for-1 officially. Throw to first base by Nabiar, but back in standing, Connor Cox. In the first inning, Bracho was hit by a pitch. In the third inning, he homered. And in the fourth inning, Bracho delivered a sac fly. Nabiar holds, throws. Fly ball pounded out to center field. Clark is on the run, but he gets there. Rounds left, backs up and makes the catch. Both runners look to tag up, and then at first base, Cox stays as Tolentino scores. Second straight sac fly by Aaron Bracho. 12-8, Captains. That is the first out of the bottom of the sixth inning. On the batter is the number 8 hitter in the captain's order, Mike Amditas. Nabiar's pitch, swatted foul, up and out of play off to the right side. And the tough thing to figure about what we're seeing is Lake County coming into play today. The worst statistically offensive team in the Midwest League. League low 218 average. Nabiar throws to first, Cox back. 218 average, the lowest in the league. 285 runs scored this year. That's the lowest in the league. Now, the other teams who are the lowest in the league, well, 0-1, swing and a foul tip into McDonald's mitt. Here's the bad news for the Lugnuts. It's the last two teams that the Lugnuts faced. It's Fort Wayne, and it's Beloit. And the Lugnuts pitching staff allowed a ton of runs to Fort Wayne, and then a ton of runs to Beloit. It's 12-8 here, Captain's lead. Nabiar's pitch. Line drive base hit center field. Amditas is on. Cox stops at second. Clark pegs in toward shortstop. And that is now 4 hits and 5 batters in the sixth inning around the Bracho sac fly. Kumar Nambiar is getting hit. 16 hits for Lake County. Corey Holland is 0 for 3. 2 strikeouts and a fly out to right. I think Lake County is going to have a higher team batting average once this night is done. They have had such struggles as a team this year. The pitch to Holland. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Mike Amditas is 3-for-4. Came in hitting just 169. 15-for-89. But 3 hits out of the 8 hole. At 0-1. Breaking ball down and in. On a peel of a check swing, he did not go. 3 hits today for Connor Cox, who came in hitting 218. Milan Tolentino, 2-for-3. Single, double, and a walk. He came in hitting 175. And onward. Nabiar looks back. Deals. Swing and a miss. 1-2. The count on Corey Holland. Well, Holland is hitting 152. Cox at second, Amditas at first. 2 runs in, 1 out. Nabiar finds the outside corner, called strike 3. And Holland strikes out for a third time in the game. Second out of the bottom of the sixth. Bring up Angel Martinez. Martinez is 2-for-3. Switch hitter turns around, bats right. Nambiar spins around off the rubber and looks Cox back to second. A single in the first, a walk in the second, a two-run homer in the third. A line out to right field, led by diving Lawrence Butler in the fifth. Nambiar's initial offering stays outside, ball one. Now on the other side, there's the AAA affiliate for the Oakland A's, the Las Vegas Aviators. They're struggling tonight with their pitching, too. Tough game for Parker Dunshee. Dunshee went three innings and he allowed 9 runs. Martinez lifts one foul, right side, back and out of play. 9 hits, 1 walk, 4 home runs, leading to 9 runs for the Round Rock Express. Solak, Ibanez, Huff, and Saleh. And Round Rock scored 5 in the first and then added 4 more in the third inning. And they lead Las Vegas 9-0. A 1-1 pitch to Angel Martinez. It's 2, and here it is. He lifts it up in the air, shallow right. First baseman Soderstrom goes out and retrieves. Two-hand squeeze over his head. The sixth inning is over. Lake County sends 7 batters up there. There were 4 base hits and 2 runs. 2 runners left stranded. The captain's lead is expanded to 12-8 as we're going to the 7th inning from Classic Park in East Lake, Ohio.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Jack Winkler will lead off the top of the 7th inning for the Lugnuts. 4, 5, and 6 batters due. The Nuts are down 12-8 to the Lake County Captains with a new pitcher in, Jack DeGroat, who deals outside ball one. Winkler today is 0-for-2 with an RBI off a fielder's choice in the first. Last time up, he drew a walk but was stranded. The right-hander DeGroat out of the stretch. Lifts the leg and brings it. Missed outside. 2 balls and 0 strikes. A ball two offering. Foul tipped into the mid of Amditas. 2-1. An 11th rounder back in 2018, Jack DeGroat. Former Liberty Flame. 343rd pick overall. A 2-1. Ground ball down toward first. Difficult hops handled by first baseman Arano to his left with a backhand. And right to his bag for out number one. Next up is Lawrence Butler.
Lawrence Butler.
Brown today is 1-for-3 with a home run and also a great diving catch in right field. Here's the pitch from DeGroat. Up high to Butler, ball one. One out, nobody on. Right-handed pitcher, left-handed batter. And the Lugnuts are down by 4 and getting out, hit 16-8. The pitch. Ground ball up the first base side. That's a fair ball escaping the diving Naranjo. That gets into the Lake County pen for extra bases. Butler dashes around for second and not stopping. He heads for third. A ground ball throw from the right field corner by Planez. They relay it to third, but there, it's way late. And Butler has a triple. Lawrence Butler collects his third triple of the year, speeding around the bags. Bring up Jared McDonald. McDonald is 1-for-1 with a single and 2 walks. He has scored a run. The pitch, a breaking ball on the inside corner for a called strike one. I'm looking over Jack DeGroat's injury history on the 60-day injured list for such a long time. Here's the pitch. McDonald whacks it down the right side, but foul. So drafted in 2018, signed June the 16th, 2018. June 21st, assigned to the Arizona League, and off he went. But he was on the injured list immediately. September of 2018, they activated him from the injured list. An 0-2. Ground ball hit on the right side, hopping. Grabbed by Naranjo. There's nobody at first base. DeGroat now rushes to the bag and gets the throw from Naranjo in time to beat McDonald. All the while, Butler does score, and the Lugnuts trail 12-9. It was very tight as DeGroat was late in understanding, I've got to go cover. McDonald is out number 2. Give him the RBI on the play. It's his 17th. The Nuts trail by 3. And with 2 outs and nobody on, the batter is Denzel Clark. Righty to righty. Denzel takes a called strike in the outside corner. While DeGroat went back on the injured list 2019. And through 2019, then the pandemic year 2020, placed back on the injured list August of 2021. But now he's back and he misses up high. 1 ball and 1 strike. Just activated on June the 21st. And I'm looking at Jack DeGroat's minor league career, and this is his 7th career minor league appearance. A 1-1. Breaking ball fouled back to the netting. So Jack DeGroat, all 6 prior minor league career appearances have been this year. Drafted in 2018, and he didn't pitch in 2018, 2019, 2021. 1-2 pitch for Denzel Clark. Swing and a miss. He strikes him out. There's DeGroat's 11th career professional strikeout, and it ends the top of the 7th inning. And the folks here in Lake County are thrilled for him. He does allow the triple to Butler and the RBI ground out. The Lugnuts 1 run closer. We're at the stretch now from Classic Park, and Lansing is down at Lake County 12-9.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over. And that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers. But there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
of some goings-on as we go to the bottom half of the seventh inning. The Lugnuts went to the bullpen and called in Diego Granado. And Granado had his glove inspected by the home plate umpire, Nathan Diedrich. And they have confiscated that glove. They have told Granado that he cannot use that glove. So Angelo Infante just brought Diego Granado his choice of three gloves from the bullpen. I wonder whose gloves those were. And Diego selected one. And now he steps into the ballgame to work with catcher Jared McDonald, with the Lugnuts down by a 12-9 score at Lake County. Granado will come in to take on Naranjo, Planez, and Halpin. This is 2-3-4 in the Lake County order. If you weren't around for the start, and I don't blame you if you weren't, the captain scored 4 in the first, 1 in the second, 3 in the third, 2 in the fourth, blanked in the fifth by Kumar Nambiar, and then they responded with 2 in the sixth inning. Nambiar is now out. In his 2 innings, he allowed 4 hits and 2 runs. He did not walk a batter, and he struck out 1. And Granado becomes the Lugnuts' 4th pitcher to see action in this game. The right-hander out of Las Tunas, Cuba. Granado is making his 21st appearance of the season. One of those was a spot start. And 29 and two-thirds innings, 21 walks and 31 strikeouts, and the league batting .321 against the righty with the sinker, the slider, and the splitter. Joe Naranjo is up there first to challenge him. And the first pitch is outside, ball one. Left-handed batter, starting first baseman for Lake County. Pitch is on its way. Down and in. 2 balls and 0 strikes. Coming up next in this series, 7 p.m. tomorrow night. And the righty Joey Estes will get the ball for the Lugnuts against Mason Hickman, the Commodore. Line drive foul up the left side. I think that almost went in between the legs of his manager coaching down at third, Greg DiCenzo. 2 balls and 1 strike. Granado readies. Brings it. Just missed outside. And it's 3-1 on Naranjo. Naranjo, the native Californian out of Whittier, California. Third rounder 3 years ago. Here's the pitch. Bouncing ball hit on the right side. Anales charges, grabs, underhands to first, and snatched by Soderstrom. Out number one. Next up is Alexfri Planez. So Estes tomorrow against Mason Hickman. Then on Friday at 7 o'clock p.m., Rodney Boone, a southpaw for the Captains, will duel with the Lugnuts' Blake Beers. Saturday, Jack Owen against Doug Nicasi in a battle of lefties. Fastball called a strike at the letters on the outside corner to Planez, right-hander against right-hander. Owen for the Lugnuts on Saturday and Osvaldo Barrios for the Lugnuts on Sunday at 5:15 against Tommy Mace. The pitch, low and away. And then the Lugnuts will come back home. Monday, 4th of July. A 1-1 pitch. Stays outside. 2 balls and 1 strike. The 4th of July will see the Lugnuts hosting the Great Lakes Loons at 7:05 p.m. They have changed the time of that game. A hitter's pitch. Low for ball three. Planez is 1-for-4 today with an RBI single way back in the first inning and a run scored. That extended his hitting streak to 13 games. 12-9 Captains. The pitch, punched foul on the ground down the right side. Count is full. Then the Lugnuts and the Great Lakes Loons will take Tuesday the 5th off before continuing on with that series all the way around to a week from Sunday, July the 10th. Go to LansingLugnuts.com and get your tickets for the 4th of July. Payoff. Fought off on the ground down toward first base. Tyler Soderstrom one step to his left to force at Planez and record out number two. Planez was seeing that pitch come right up and at him, and he swung his bat to protect himself. And now Granato against Petey Halpin, looking for a 1-2-3 frame. And the crowd shouts, Petey. Left-handed batter, Roddy Granato's pitch. Went around too far, strike one. Two outs, nobody on in the bottom of the seventh. 12-9 Lake County. When we go to the top of the eighth inning, McCall, Anales, and then the top of the order once again for the Lugnuts and Swift. The pitch, outside. A three-run deficit. A three-run deficit can be overcome. A one-ball, one-strike pitch to Halpin. Misses outside. I note that in AA, level above the Lugnuts in the organizational ladder, Hogan Harris fired five shutout, one-hit innings with five strikeouts today from Midland. Swing and a miss by Halpin, 2-2. Harris has not allowed a run yet with the Rockhounds. He has looked outstanding, and they are winning against San Antonio 2-1. Jordan Diaz has a hit. William Simonite a double, an RBI, and a run scored. The pitch, fouled away off the left side. Austin Beck is 2-for-3 today as well, and he's knocked in a run. Good to see that from Beck. Hitless so far is Saheed Valenzuela, who has homered twice with Midland. Saheed had not homered with the Lugnuts before getting promoted. 2-2. Halpin lifts this one foul, well off the left side, back and out of play. So good to see from the Rockhounds and Hogan Harris. As long as he stays healthy. His arm looked so good with the Lugnuts earlier this year, just on and off the injured list. Two outs, bases empty. Two ball, two strike pitch. Line drive pushed foul down the left side. The batter, Petey Halpin, 2-for-4. Two RBIs, two hits, two runs scored. Two outs, nobody on, 2-2. Outside from Granato, it's full. Halpin and the captains are on top of the Lugnuts by a 12-9 score. But Granato, with one more strike, can put up a second zero up there. To this point, the captains have only been blanked in one inning, the fifth. Granato's payoff. Slicing in the air down the left field line. That ball is foul as well. And the Lugnuts pen, with Maciel giving chase. At the Major League level today, parent club of the Lugnuts, the Oakland A's, fell 5-3 to the Yankees. Cole Irvin went seven innings. He allowed all five runs, giving up a couple of home runs. Steven Piscotty was 2-for-4 with a single, a double, two knocked in. But the A's fell. The Yankees completed the sweep. Again, the payoff. And again, it's fouled away to the left side. Granato got Naranjo to ground a second, Planez to ground a first. 3-2 pitch. That is lined towards second. One hop backhand by Anjales, who throws to first for the out. That's niftily done. Star next to it on the scorecard. That ball was knuckling at him, and it was hit sharply, and he went down to his right to pick it with the backhand before delivering to Soderstrom. That ends a perfect seventh inning for Diego Granato. So we go to the eighth inning. Can the Lugnuts once again chip away? Can they get back in this game? That is the question. It's 12-9. They're trailing in Lake County.
As the world faces the challenges of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, Lions recognize that kindness matters now more than ever. And Lions and Leos are finding ways to continue to serve our communities, including ordering food delivery for healthcare workers, holding story time for children online, and providing surgical masks to medical professionals and first responders. empowering us to do more. Lions Clubs International Foundation has provided nearly $2.5 million in grant funding for COVID-19 relief. And that support continues to grow. For more than 100 years, in times of need, Lions always find a way to help those around them. And after we emerge from this, we will be stronger than ever. Visit lionsclubs.org to learn more.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stock and Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The eighth inning will begin with Patrick McCall, the Lugnuts left-handed hitting DH, facing the right-handed reliever of the Captains, Jack DeGroat. A Rubiel Angeles will follow, then Drew Swift, 8-9-1. The Lugnuts are down 12-9 in Lake County. DeGroat begins with the off-speed down and in. Change up for ball one. DeGroat came out of the Lake County pen for the seventh inning. Allowed a triple to Lawrence Butler and a run scoring a ground out by Jared McDonald. Deals. Swing and a miss. Right back to the off-speed. One ball and one strike, and the left-handed hitting McCall. 0-2 with a walk and a run scored. Jack DeGroat to the plate. Hit in the air to right field. Planez comes in, and he makes a sliding catch, flipping it gracefully into second baseman Bracho as he pops back to his feet. There's one away in the top of the eighth, and that deserves a star and extra on the scorecard. He read it immediately that McCall had not barreled it. He came sprinting forward and then into the slide. One out, nobody on. Roddy, Roddy. Hey, Rubiel Angeles swings and pops up the first pitch over third base. Martinez steps into foul ground, makes the grab just one step to the right of his bag. And there's two outs. So now top of the order and Drew Swift with the Lugnuts down 12-9 in the eighth inning. Former sport management major from Liberty, Jack DeGroat. Lets it fly to Swift. Up high, ball one. Swift singled in the first, scored a run. Singled in a run, scored a run in the second. Struck out in the fourth, struck out in the sixth. 1-0, low and away. Two balls and no strikes. But the Lugnuts as a squad, one run in the first inning and five in the second that at the time gave them a 6-4 lead. Two in the fourth inning, a Soderstrom homer that tied up the game at 8-8. The pitch bends outside, ball three. Then a run in the seventh inning against DeGroat on the RBI ground out by McDonald. That brought them within where they currently are, down 12-9. Getting out of hit 16-9. DeGroat throws, yanked it outside. He's walked Swift on four pitches. Here's the start of something. Gabriel Maciel is coming up as the Swift goes down to first base. You don't want to run yourself into any outs, especially when you only have four outs left. Swift does have those 11 steals this year to lead the Lugnuts. Maciel's a singles hitter stepping in. Catcher Amditas is sent out to the mound by his dugout, just trying to buy some time for Lake County to warm up another pitcher in the pen. He heads a ways into the right field corner, and it's not all that well lit down there. I believe, though, that it's Trey Benton who's getting warmed up. Gabriel Maciel digs in. Switch hitter batting left. Swift at first base. Time wait. And here comes the pitching coach, Caleb Longshore. They're really, really going to take some time now to allow time for that reliever to get ready. They're worried about DeGroat. And it's not really about Maciel. My expectation is that DeGroat is going to pitch to Maciel, and whatever happens, happens. It's the man who's going to follow him, Tyler Soderstrom, who is 2-for-4 in the game with a two-run double and a two-run homer. That's who they're concerned about. Caleb Longshore, the man on the mound holding court. This is his first year in the Cleveland Guardians organization. And he came to Cleveland from college ball. He was pitching coach at Arkansas State and Middle Tennessee State, California Baptist University, and Oklahoma Wesleyan. And then he had been most recently the full-time assistant coach and pitching coach at Belmont University in Nashville before the Cleveland Guardians brought him on. And here comes the native of Brazil, Gabriel Maciel. When he was first signed by the Arizona Diamondbacks, he was one of the Diamondbacks' top prospects and then traded to the Twins and plucked from the Twins org in the Rule 5 draft by the A's this past December. First pitch, he swings and lines, a base hit off the glove of second baseman Bracho in the right field. Swift speeds around for third base. The throw comes in late from right fielder Planez. Swift is in there feet first. Maciel is on at first with a first pitch single. And here comes Tyler Soderstrom. And the question for Lake County in the bullpen is the new reliever ready? Or is Jack DeGroat going to have to face Soderstrom right here and now? Oh, Greg DiCenzo is staring out there, sending signals to his catcher, Mike Amditas. Amditas settles into his crouch, and Soderstrom is ready. They will pitch to him. It's a three-run game. He is the potential game-tying run. Amditas asks for time. And now he walks out to the mound. I'm not sure that they're going to pitch to him, quite frankly, now. He waited as long as he could. He let that pitch clock tick down. And then he asked for time. And now he goes to the mound, takes as long as he can out there. Meanwhile, in the bullpen, they lost a ball. It was just collected by the first baseman, Naranjo. He chucks it back. They probably earned a couple more warm-up pitches. Amditas back into his catcher's crouch. Greg DiCenzo is staring down at the bullpen saying, is he ready? At first base, Maciel. At third base, Swift. Greg DiCenzo now is out of the dugout. And here comes the move to the pen. They gave as many warm-up pitches as they possibly could. The Lake County Captains did not want to have DeGroat take on Soderstrom. Not in the slightest. And yet, they had waited too long. There were two out, nobody on. Drew Swift drew a walk, and they realized, oh my goodness, if Maciel gets on, that means Soderstrom is coming up. What do we do? And they went into a full time-wasting strategy. And we'll see how it works as DeGroat departs. And the new pitcher is into the game for the Lake County Captains in the top of the eighth inning. Tyler Soderstrom back in the fourth inning. The first pitch that he saw, he crushed for a two-run game-tying homer. And at the time, we were knotted up 8-8. He's about to come up with the Lugnuts down 12-9 in the top of the eighth inning. And Maciel at first, Swift at third. Staring out there to the mound, I believe, yes. This is the new right-hander, who is now in, wearing the blue number 26 on his home white uniform, Trey Benton. Benton is 24 years of age, out of Wilmington, North Carolina, a 15th rounder 3 years ago for the Lake County Captains. Benton was drafted out of East Carolina University. He's a four-pitch guy, a fastball, slider, curveball, and a changeup. Lefties this year in limited time are hitting 100 against him. You know what that means, 1-for-10. Right-handers, though, hitting just 154. He spent all of last year, with Lynchburg. He started this year with Lynchburg as well before getting sent up here to the Lake County Captains. Benton so far with Lake County, 7 appearances. He's allowed 1 unearned run. He's allowed only 3 hits in total and a 130 batting average against. 2 walks and 5 strikeouts in his 7 innings. He has converted 1 save. So Benton against Soderstrom. in the top of the eighth inning. What a crucial point in this game. 12-9 Lake County. Lugnuts runners at the corners, two outs. The first pitch buries a fastball low. 1-0 Soderstrom is 2-for-4 with 4 RBIs. 2-run double in the second, 2-run homer in the fourth. The ball went offering from the righty to the left-handed slugger on its way. Below the knees, 2-0 He is coming right over the top with his stuff. Jack Winkler's on deck, but everybody watching the batter. A set, the pitch. Fastball, called a strike at the letters on the outside corner. A very high strike, and on the outer black. 2-1 Soderstrom has the bat speed to go up there. Shortstop Tolentino is up the middle. Third baseman Martinez to the hole. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Filthy, fell right off the table. And it's 2-2 Soderstrom let it rip as well. With the third baseman Martinez not even close, Drew Swift is walking down the line at third. Maciel at first. Trey Benton readies, deals. Bouncing ball hit towards short. In comes Tolentino. He grabs, throws across his body, stretch it first by Naranjo, and the out recorded. Side retired. The Lugnuts are turned away empty in the top of the eighth inning. A walk and a hit, and runners left at first and third as Benton gets Soderstrom. 12-9 it remains. Captains leading the Lugnuts through 7.5
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Right back to the bullpen go the Lugnuts for the last of the eighth inning. Daniel Martinez steps up there. Martinez comes to relieve Diego Granado, relieved Kumar Nambiar, relieved Joe Demers, relieved starter Stevie Emanuels. Granado worked a 1-2-3 bottom of the seventh with 3 ground outs. Looked really good. Milan Tolentino leads off the last of the eighth, captains leading 12-9. First pitch. Outside ball, one from Martinez out of UC Riverside, or I should say, hailing from Riverside, California. Martinez drafted out of Riverside City College. Ball one offering. Hits the outside corner. Strike called. Tolentino today is grounded to third. Walked, doubled, singled, stolen a base, and scored 2 runs. The pitch. Off speed is down low. 2-1 I checked in with the voice of Lake County, John Vicari, and John told me that Lake County's specialty is exactly what we just saw in the top half of this inning, which is wasting time for relievers to get ready. He said they're very good at that. Hitter's pitch on 2-1. Tolentino rips it out to deep right field. It's way back there, and it is off the wall and bouncing back past Lawrence Butler. Tolentino rushes for second base and hangs on with the double. Didn't miss a home run by very much. Three-hit game for Tolentino. Leadoff man stands at second base. Connor Cox steps in. Cox is 3-for-4 with 3 singles. 1 RBI, 1 steal, 1 run scored. And Martinez says to his catcher, Jared McDonald, come on out here, join me. Let's talk things through. Didn't like how things were looking. Well, while I have this chance, let's do it today in baseball history. Because I went on Baseball Reference earlier today, and there was a moment that jumped out to me. It occurred in 1950, June the 29th. Martinez looks back at the runner, now deals. Cox takes ball one inside. I'm going to read directly to you from baseballreference.com. Quote unquote, at Milwaukee, AA, Minneapolis outfielder Bama Rowell, or maybe Rowell, lofts a fourth-inning fly ball to right. As right fielder Bob Jaderlund awaits, and catcher McDonald pays another visit to Martinez here, two Nighthawks dart in and peck the ball, altering its flight. Center fielder Bob Addis also misses the ball, and Rowell ends up with a double, and then scores what will be the winning run as the Minneapolis Millers win 5-4. I'm sorry. Fly ball right field, and according to this, as the fly ball is coming down with the right fielder underneath it waiting to make a routine catch, this is the fourth inning, the ball is knocked out of its trajectory. Martinez misses low, two balls and no strikes to Connor Cox, by two Nighthawks who, once again quoting, dart in and peck it, altering its flight. Two birds knocked the ball from where it was going to land in right field. They knocked it away. 2-0. High fly ball patted out to left field. Back it goes. Out to the wall. It is into the home run bleachers. There was no Nighthawk to get in the way and knock it down. Connor Cox hits his third home run of the year. A two-run shot. 14-9, Lake County. So a double and a home run have opened up the bottom of the eighth against Daniel Martinez. And now Aaron Bracho. Bracho is 1-for-1. One of those weird sorts of games. First pitch to him. Outside ball one. Hit by a pitch. So no official at bat. And two sac flies. So no official at bat. The deal, outside, two balls, no strikes. He is knocked in three. His 1-for-1, his one hit is a home run. Lake County has 3 home runs in the game. And they're up 14-9 with 18 hits. Last of the eighth, the pitch. That's outside. 3 balls and no strikes from Martinez. So, yes, to recap that, today in baseball history, in AA ball in Minneapolis, two birds knocked away a baseball from the waiting right fielder. And that brought in the game-winning run. And I felt that was worth sharing with you. The pitch. That's called a strike. And it's 3-1 now. We have reached the time of night here, by the way, in Lake County, where all the insects start to fly in. We reached it yesterday, too. 3-1 pitch. Bracho pops it up sky high. Foul ground, third base side. That baseball falls one row deep, and then bounces high up into the seats. 3 balls and 2 strikes is the count on Bracho. Today in Lansing Lugnuts history, it was June 29th, 2007. The Lugnuts took on the Great Lakes Loons. You know who was on the mound for the Loons? Clayton Kershaw. It was the second time that Kershaw took on the Lugnuts. And the Lugnuts destroyed him. 3-2 pitch from Martinez. Way outside, ball four. Bracho takes his base. He remains 1-for-1 through 5 plate appearances. What a weird game. Mike Amdidas is coming up. He's 3-for-4, 3 singles, 2 RBIs, 1 run scored. The number 8 guy in the order for the Captains. So yes, June 29th, 2007, the Great Lakes Loons threw Clayton Kershaw to the mound against the Lugnuts. And in 4 1/3 innings, Kershaw allowed 6 runs, 5 earned, on 6 hits and 2 walks. And the Lugnuts beat the Loons 15-7 in Midland. First offering is up high from Martinez, ball 1 to Amdidas. They scored 3 in the second, then 3 more in the 5th against Kershaw. Now Clayton Kershaw did strike out 7, admittedly. A ball 1 offering on its way to Michael Amdidas. He skies it foul to the right side, 1-1. And the final score was 15-7, and the reason that it was 15-7 was because the Loons scored 6 runs in the bottom of the 9th. The Lugnuts brought a 15-1 lead to the bottom of the 9th at Dow Diamond. And went on to win, then Kershaw got promoted. Everything else was going good for him, and still is. Bouncer foul up the third base side. 1-2 on Amdidas. Always fun to snapshot it and see as the major league stars establish themselves and in Kershaw's spot turn into wizened veterans, right? All graybeards on their way to Cooperstown. And we look back 15 years ago and there he was in the Midwest League. 1-2. Ground ball hit towards short. Swift comes in, grabs, feeds second one. Anales over to first. It's 2. A double play. And 2 outs, nobody on in the bottom of the 8th inning. Corey Holland is coming up, the number 9 batter, who, out of all the fun that Lake County's hitters have had today, he was not invited to the party. He is 0-for-4 with 3 strikeouts. Righty-righty. Daniel Martinez to the plate. At the knees for a called strike 1. 1. When we go to the top of the 9th, we will see Winkler, Butler, and McDonald do for the Lugnuts, 4-5-6. Here's the pitch. Ground ball down toward third. Grabbed by Winkler, the throw to Soderstrom, on a line, and that'll do it for the 8th inning. A double and a homer began things. And then after that, no problems for Daniel Martinez. But Lake County tacks on 2 more. And onward to the 9th. The lead for the hometown Captains is 14-9 over the Lugnuts. Stay with me.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's OK. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
It's 14-9 Lake County. And the last chance for the Lugnuts as we open up the 9th. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Winkler, Butler, McDonald for the top of the 9th inning against the 6-4 righty Trey Benton. Hang on just a moment. Home plate umpire Nathan Diedrich was waiting for something, first base side dugout. now points out to the mound and says, "You may fire when ready." The pitch to Jack Winkler. Fastball in. Ball one. Benton throws hard. And it was Trey Benton who came out there to face Tyler Soderstrom to end the top of the eighth inning. Got Soderstrom to ground out to shortstop to end a threat. A ball one delivery. At the knees on the outside corner. Strike call. 1-1. That's the key with this. It's a 14-9 game, and yet the Lugnuts have had their shots. The offense has scored 9 runs. And one ball, one strike pitch. Bouncing down and away. Soderstrom was the potential game-tying run when Benton got him to ground out to shortstop in the eighth. But it's really because of Soderstrom that the Lugnuts have their runs. He has knocked in 4 out of the 9. Lawrence Butler is a home run and a triple today. Drew Swift, 2 hits and a walk. 2 runs scored. The pitch. A ground ball on the right side. Naranjo to his right. First baseman grabs. The underhand feed to the bag for Benton for out number 1. Now Lawrence Butler, a triple and a home run, and his 4 at-bats. The Lugnuts are, unfortunately, 2 outs away from losing a 7th consecutive game. Benton's pitch. Down and away, ball one. Aaron Davenport began it for Lake County. They got as much out as they could out of him. 8 hits, 4 walks, 8 runs. Served up by Davenport. 1-0. On the inside corner, strike called. 1 ball, 1 strike, 1 out. And number 1, Lawrence Butler, batting left, waiting on the right-hander, Benton. Benton throws. Drops in a breaking ball for a called strike 2. The bullpen effort from Lake County has been excellent. Alaska Abney, a scoreless 5th, a scoreless 6th. Jack DeGroat did allow a run in the 7th. He went an inning and 2/3 before yielding to Benton. 1-2. Line shot. Right center field. Halpin a dive. Petey Halpin did not catch it. He trapped it. Butler screeches around first base. Hangs tight there with a single. In right center field, it was the home plate umpire, Diedrich, who came out in front of home plate to watch, and he ruled that Petey Halpin grabbed it on the short hop. He did not grab it cleanly with his dive. So Butler has his 3rd hit of the game. Single in a right center, and the Lugnuts have a 1-out base runner. That is the Nuts' 11th hit of the game, and another 3-hit game for Butler. Now the pitch to Jared McDonald. Fastball high for ball one. You know, the Lugnuts coming into play today have been weirdly fantastic offensively on Wednesdays. Coming into play, the Lugnuts on Wednesdays were batting .283 as a team, .360 OBP, slugging .444. Strike called in the inside corner to McDonald. That's an OPS of .804 on Wednesdays. And that's kept up here. 11 hits, 9 runs. But unfortunately, with all those great hitting numbers, the Lugnuts record on Wednesdays coming in is 4-5. And they're down 14-9 in the 9th. The pitch, outside corner at the knees, strike 2 called. 1-2 on McDonald. Jared McDonald is 1-for-2 with a single, an RBI ground out, and a couple of walks. He has scored a run. So now on Wednesdays, he is 7-for-20. Trey Benton, let's fly the 1-2. Up and inside. McDonald spun hurriedly out of the way. Back to Lawrence Butler at first base for just a moment. Butler with his 3-hit game today. This is already his 5th 3-hit game of the year. And believe you me when I tell you, none of them were in April. This has been in May and especially in June. A 2-2 pitch. On its way. Down and away, blocked well by Amditas. Count is 4. And Butler hitting healthily above 300 in the month of June. And if he keeps this up, if he just plays at the pace that he's playing on, which I do think that there's room for him to get even better from here. Every now and then we see games like yesterday where he goes hitless and he strikes out three times. Watch out. He might end up with monster numbers by the end. A 3-2 coming in. Low and away, ball four. It's the third walk drawn today by McDonald. Butler up to second, McDonald to first. With one out, Denzel Clark is coming up. Jared McDonald becomes the third Lugnut this year to draw three walks in a game. Clark is 0 for 3 with three strikeouts, a walk, and a run scored. First pitch, off speed, at the knees on the inside corner for a called strike. This is where the two-run homer by Connor Cox in the bottom of the eighth, it hurts. Took a 12-9 game, made it 14-9, just to give that extra buffer for the captains. Otherwise, Clark would be the game-tying run. The pitch, he lines it right field. That's down for a base hit in front of Planez. Planez fires into second base, but already sliding in feet first, McDonald is safe. Planez has a great arm. Lawrence Butler over to third, and Clark is on with the oppo single. His strikeouts are a thing, but also his bat is great. And so you just have to be patient with Denzel Clark as he works his way through those strikeouts. Because when he hits it, he gets on. Again, when he puts the ball into play, hitting well above 400. And that continues. Base is loaded, only one out. Patrick McCall is the batter. Tying run is in the on-deck circle. Down 14-9 in the ninth. Roddy deals to the left-handed batter. Strike one called on the breaking ball. We are now 3 hours into this game. And I do not think that it has been boring. McCall is 0 for 3 with a walk and a run scored. Last time up, robbed by Planez in right field. Strike one toss. Swing and a miss. He pulled off the off-speed, and he's now in a two-strike hole. It's the bottom part of the order here for the Lugnuts against Benton, trying to keep the hopes alive. It's McCall, followed by Aribiel Angeles. An 0-2 pitch for Patrick McCall. Benton deals. Bounced it in and away from Amditas. It kicks off to the left. Lawrence Butler scores from third base. McDonald heads to third and up to second. Clark on the wild pitch. And now the Lugnuts are down 14-10. A base hit by Pat McCall. And this could very well be a two-run game. One ball and two strikes on the DH. That is the first earned run scored this year against Trey Benton. That is a member of the Lake County Captains. He had come in seven appearances and only one unearned run allowed. He fires the 1-2. Fastball stays outside. Ball two. Good call by the home plate umpire, Diedrich. That ball was off the edge. So from 0-2 to 2-2 on Patrick McCall. Benton sets high, fires, low again, and now it's 3-2. And let's say, hypothetically, he walks him. That would mean that Aribiel Angeles would come up as the game-tying run with the bases loaded in the ninth. And then you know after Angeles, the top of the order, and Swift and Maciel looming. McDonald at third, Clark at second, one out, the 3-2, swing and a miss. Trey Benton strikes out McCall with the breaking ball. That was wicked. And now the Lugnuts are down to their very last out. Tying run remains in the on-deck circle. The batter, Aribiel Angeles. Angeles coming into play today, three out of his last four games were two-hit games. It looked like his bat was heating up. But today he's 0 for 4. Flied out, bunted out, grounded out, fouled out. Righty to righty. First pitch. Taking. Strike called on the outside corner. The Lugnuts are down 14-10 in the ninth. Trey Benton is looking to close things out for Lake County. Roddy, Roddy. The pitch to Angeles. Down and away. And the catcher, Amditas, had to get right down upon it to swallow it up and stop that from being a second run-scoring wild pitch. The East Carolina Pirate, Trey Benton. 15th rounder 3 years ago. Now he's made it up to high A. With the wicked stuff, recoverer of Tommy John surgery, deals the 1-1. Fouled up and away off to the right side. There was a slider aimed for the outside corner. And Anales checks the structural integrity of the bat. Caught it right off the head. It's 1-2. And the Lugnuts are down to their very last strike. Clark walks away from second. McDonald only two steps away from third in foul ground. And Benton resets on the rubber. Just in case further trouble transpires, there's a lefty warming up for the captains. And I'll give you three guesses who that lefty would be warming up for. It's not Drew Swift on deck. 1-2 pitch from Benton. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. And this ball game is over. A fastball by A. Rebiel Anales to end the game. Benton strikes out McCall and Anales, and Lake County wins 14-10. The Lugnuts lose their seventh consecutive ball game. At the top of the ninth, one run on two hits and one walk, two runners left in scoring position. Well, winning pitcher Alaska Abney for Lake County. Abney improves to 3-1. Losing pitcher for the Lugnuts, Stevie Emanuel, is now 3-8. The Lugnuts' record falls this year to 0-5 in the second half and 25-46 for the season. Lake County improves to 3-2 and 38-33 for the year as a whole. So two games are down to this series. And now we look ahead. Tomorrow night, Joey Estes gets the ball. Mason Hickman will counter for Lake County. 7 p.m. tomorrow night, 6:50, I expect the pregame show. And I expect Adam Jackson to join me for the call of tomorrow night's game. We'll see if Adam is here for tomorrow and then for the rest of the series. 10 runs on 12 hits and no errors for the Lugnuts in defeat. 14 runs on 18 hits and no errors for the captains in the win. In the loss for the Lugnuts, Tyler Soderstrom was 2-for-5 with a 2-run homer and a 2-run double. Lawrence Butler was 3-for-5 with a single, a triple, a home run. He scored 3 runs. Jared McDonald reached base 4 times, 2-3 walks, a single, an RBI, and a run scored. Lugnuts fall in defeat, though, and we'll see what tomorrow night brings as the Nuts look to end this 7-game losing streak. Thank you so much for joining me and keeping me company tonight from Eastlake, Ohio. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This concludes tonight's game and tonight's broadcast. I wish you well on this Wednesday night from Classic Park. The final score once more, Lake County 14, Lansing 10. This has been Lugnuts Baseball. Good night.